1,400 or less, including a couple over 1,200. So don't just think he's a one-pace stayer. And he did run third in a Group 1 weight for age mile last prep. So I reckon for a smoky, if those sprinters fail, he could really be a big chance.
Okay, could be a first four horse. Well, what's your gut feeling telling you about your five here? Which is your best chance?
Well, they're all a little bit soft, probably about 90% where they need to be, and I think Weary, if he turns up, could beat them at 90% fitness. Boban, he's the class horse, providing he handles the track. So, from mine, I guess, if the track gets back to a five, Boban, the class horse, and will beat the rest.
Okay.
And if it's still a bit rain affected, Boban doesn't handle it, and where he turns up, well, he can beat them.
Fair enough. Can you give me any tip? I want to have a spec on a thing on your next mare, Gosh, in race 7.
Well, if you compare her to Orion Love in their form in France, Orion Love is better and better weighted today.
Okay.
That's all I can say about the weights. In terms of the horse, I thought her first up run was pretty good. That was in behind Diametric. And she was just starting to warm up, in my eyes, the last 100 metres. So
similar.
Just where she gets from that barrier, 7 of 7, I guess she'll be right back. And just taking a while to get organised. She just laid in a little bit the other day and things like that. Whether she's forward enough to beat the likes of Georgia Aeroplane, that's rock hard fit, likes a slow track, and even the likes of Orion Love, he'll be up on the pace as a fit horse. So I couldn't give you a strong push, but she's certainly one to follow.
Okay. And like you said, Georgia Aeroplane probably gets his preferred going to go today, and looks, well, the market says he's hard to beat anyway.
Yeah, Hugh Bowman got off him the other day and said he's flying, but he just needs a bit of give in the track. So he's my pick.
And you're happy to run Black Revolver on a dry track? He's looks the right type of race for him.
Yeah, we need it to get back for a four for him to run to his best form. But this time of the year, you just don't know. You can get a 2 weeks time when the next suitable race for him was. If you get a thundery shower on the day or the day before, you're going to be racing on a slow track again. So just banking that this track continues to dry.
A few in Melbourne, Sense and Reason, Index Link, Fulgar, Forever Crazy. Anything you want to tip us out of them for?
I like Index Link. I think he's ready to put his foot in the till. He's another one that's been off the scene for a long time, and today he's third back from a spell. So I think he's our best chance down there.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Chris. Comprehensive but great information for our listeners today. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thanks, mate. Chris Waller there. Duff, our trainers pass on some great information.
We're very thankful for everyone that comes on, because we do drive them mad more than once a week, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's information our listeners love. All right, mate, I'll do the scratchings, then we'll come back and look at today's program at Rose Hill. The scratchings coming up now for Rose Hill. It's Fine Soft 6, penetrometer 5.54. Races 1 and 2 are clear. The third, number 7, Bella Galano, number 7. Race 4, number 1, Carla Verite, and 9, Always Allison, 1 and 9. Race 5, 1, Jupem, 8, Rule the River, and 9, Echo Prince, 1, 8 and 9. The Expressway is clear. Race 7, number 4, Our Boy Nicholas, 5, Court Connection, and 10, Hurricane, 4, 5 and 10. And Race 8, 2, Field Marshal, 10, Law, 12, Corey Vecken, 15, Lucky News, and 16, KJ's Joy. 2, 10, 12, 15 and 16. That's the information for Rose Hill today. Kembla Grange is our main provincial program, a fine and the soft five there. Race 1, take out 1, Cashing Up, 4, More Than Fabulous, 5, Always Allison, 10, Masuki, and 12, Thorsburn. 1, 4, 5, 10 and 12. Race 2, number 1, Il Maestro, number 1. The third, 9, Normandy Lad, and 10, Lonchiro, 9 and 10. Race 4, number 1, And So It Is Written, number 1. Race 5 at Kembla, 5 Man of Law, 12 Shazam, 13 Sleek and Classy, and the emergency number 18. 5, 12, 13 and 18. Race 6, 4 Lightning Gal, 9 Pyramid Prince, 12 Devil Miss and 15 King's Officer. 4, 9, 12 and 15. Race 7, 7 Low Places, 14 My Lazaro, and the emergency 16 and 18. 7, 14, 16 and 18. And race 8, number 5, Three Kingdoms, number 5. The other New South Wales programs today, TAB program at Lismore, the weather is fine, the track is soft, 7. Race 1, takeout, number 7. Races 2 and 3 are clear, the 4th at Lismore, number 15, the emergency. Race 6, 11, 14, 16 and 18. 11, 14, 16 and 18. And race 7, takeout 12 and the emergencies 14, 15 and 16. A soft 7 at Lismore. They've got Sapphire Coast racing today and tomorrow. Today's program, it's on a good 4 with the weather fine. And the only scratching is race 4, number 11, Penbrook. Race 4, number 11. Flemington in Melbourne, a fine day there. The track's a good 3. Overall penetrometer 4.84. Both inside and outside in the straight, it's 4.86, and the weather fine. Race 1, takeout 9, Power Rossa, number 9. The second clear, race 3, number 1, Chow Mao, and 10, Smoke and L, 1 and 10. The fourth, 1, Holy Delusions, 6, Pendant Pearl, 8, Native Land, and 12, Calera, 1, 6, 8, and 12. The fifth clear, race 6, Flemington, 3, La Chola, 4, Orion Love, and 13, Kept Woman, 3, 4, and 13. Race 7, 13, The New Boy, and the emergencies, 16, 17, and 18. Flemington Race 8, 6, Charmed Harmony, and 11, Big Buddy, 6 and 11. And Race 9, the 4 emergencies are out down the bottom, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Queensland racing at Doomben. These aren't final, of course, being an hour behind, but these are the current scratchings. It's a good 4, penetrometer 5.0, and fine and warm there today. Race 1, at the moment, takeout 6, Master Avatar, number 6. Race 2, number 9, Will to Rule, number 9. The 3rd, 5, Loch Marie, 6, Return to Glory, 8, Sweet Mover, and 13, Stitch in Time, 5, 6, 8, and 13. The 4th, 2, Treat Me Like a Lady, and 9, Zippity Lass, 2 and 9. Doomben Race 5, 1, Bashar, and 4, Ike's Legacy, 1 and 4. Race 6, number 2, The Peak, and 5, Living on a Prayer, 2 and 5. Race 7, 3, True Royal, 9, Troabar, 10, Belkin Bambino, 12, Red Bowers, 14, Castaneda, and the emergencies 18 and 19. 3, 9, 10, 12, 14, 18 and 19. Doomben Race 8, number 10, Diamond Trail, number 10. Race 9, 3, Locks Legend, 12, Chevelle de Fur, and the emergencies 17 and 18. And Race 10, 1 Lucky Sound, 3 Sigmund, and the emergency number 18, 1, 3, and 18. And finally, Morfordville Parks, these are final, fine and a good 4. They put 8 mils on yesterday. Race 1, takeout 2, Miss Winnette, number 2. The second clear, race 3, number 4, Waltzing to Win, number 4. The fourth clear, race 5, 11, Phoenix Eagle, number 11. Race 6, 9, Belfast Boy, number 9. Race 7, 8, Generous Bow, number 8. And Race 8, number 9, Mr. Liberty, number 9. Fine and a good 4 for Morfordville Parks. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has racing covered throughout New South Wales.
This is what it feels like.
Whether it's thoroughbred, harness or greyhound racing, we supply all the latest from the track, the tab and the form experts. Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
This is what it feels like.
Right It's Your Story with Inglis Classic, 8 to 10 February in Sydney. Peggy Jean, a $45,000 purchase. Brazen Bow, a $70,000 purchase. Both now Group 1 winners. There's a racehorse waiting for you at Classic. Visit inglis.com.au.
If you're after a skid steer loader that leads the way in quality, reliability and durability, then Toyota Material Handling has the right solution for you. That's because for earth-moving and excavating, the Toyota Husky skid steer loader leads the pack. From 320 to a massive 900-kilogram capacity, get the Husky skid steer loader from Toyota Material Handling. It's that top dog in the dirt. Call 1-800-425-438 or visit toyotaskidsteerloader.com.
Monday is touchdown time for one of the biggest sporting events on the planet, Super Bowl 49. And the best place in Sydney to soak up all the bone-crunching action is Churchill Sports Bar at Kingsford. Doors open at 7 a.m. You can see the game in HD on the big screens from 10:30. There'll be hot dogs, ribs and buffalo wings, all washed down with $5 Budweisers. So get down to Churchill Sports Bar in Kingsford as the Seattle Seahawks take on the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 49 this Monday.
Hi, I'm Gian Rooney. I reached some incredible highs in my swimming career, and throughout it all, I never underestimated the importance of the people who pushed me to achieve my best, in particular, my coach. But coaching can be a tough gig. That's why the Australian Sports Commission offers a free online coaching course, which aims to build the confidence and improve the skills of all coaches, no matter what the sport. Just search online coaching course. Good coaches never stop learning, and that's a big part of what makes sport so enjoyable for everyone.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your sports and racing leader, and Racing HQ Saturday.
8:10 it is. Paul Joyce will join us in the next few minutes, but let's have a look at it. Ron with the stewards. Ray Murray, he is the chief steward. Morning, Ray.
G'day, Andrew. Duff.
G'day, Ray.
Ray, we're out at Rose Hill. We've very much discussed track in the last hour, but at least it's been fine the last couple of days.
Yes, we'll have a look at it when we get there. This time of year, particularly if the water table is not up, you tend to find it dries pretty quickly. I mean, we got back to a pretty reasonable surface there yesterday at Warwick Farm after starting last Wednesday and not being able to race on a 10-plus track.
Yeah, exactly. That was Wednesday to Friday, so let's hope it's okay. What have you got for us, Ray?
Take it to race 3, Andrew. Holy Delusions has got to mention the last couple of stewards' reports. It's in against Nisroch, of course, again today, but it did get held up at a vital stage, had to change direction, beaten 2.5 lengths. The honours were with the winner, but it would have been closer than fifth. Race 4, Fireworks. Knuckled on jumping up there. Obviously, it was intended to be a bit closer. Tom Berry said to the stewards, the only option was to cross behind the field, and it made good ground in the straight to be beaten a couple of lengths by Holler. There was a bit to like about that run.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Englebrett was on earlier, race 6. I was just going to mention Malavi is coming back from its second episode of cardiac arrhythmia and has been taken through a long series of jump outs and trials and tests to get back, and that all the race out of the Hawkesbury Cup in March last year.
Right.
And the other one, perhaps worth a mention, race 5, 7, number 8, Dream Folk. Warwick Farm, it got beaten a length behind Cast in Stone, but began awkwardly. We reported it over race, but importantly, it was held up at a vital point around the turn as well.
Okay, Dream Folk, race 7, number 8. And, Ray, just before I let you go, any update on the Darren Smith case?
Oh, look, we had an interrupted week with the Australia Day races Monday,
yep.
And Wednesday was taken out, and then Friday. So we've got the Peter Moody cases on Monday, and we'll try to get into it and get around a table and make some decisions early next week.
Okay, we'll wait for Peter Moody's case on that one on Monday. Thanks a lot, Ray. Good luck today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ray Murray, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. There'll be a lot of interest, I guess, on the Peter Moody case on Monday, but we should stress it's got nothing to do with his Victorian case with cobalt, as Peter's publicised. This is a banned substance that was found in a horse on that occasion, or horse on multiple occasions. Right. We're about to have Paul Joyce joining us. And also, I'll tell you something. Is Munsey ever coming back, Ron?
Oh, no, he's sunning it over there in Auckland for the Nines.
For the Nines, yes.
He just writes his own schedule now.
Unbelievable. Anyway, Matt Jenkins will join us in a couple of minutes to go through the markets for each race, the eight-race card. A lot of interest in this first race today, though, Ron, isn't there? And Paul Joyce is joining us. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Duff. And what a great morning it is. The track's drying out rapidly, and it makes it a bit tricky, Ron, because, as you said, we've done most of our form sort of thinking we'll be in that softish range, and now we're talking dead. So a little bit of a late shuffle up there doing our form.
That's right. Just puts you in that little bit of a false sense of security once you've got all your confidence up. Well, most punters do their form early now, and now we've got to just second-guess ourselves, I suppose. Anyway, we'll get through that.
All right, well, let's have a look at the first guys, and then we'll get the market with Matt Jenkins. How does it... I mean, a difficult one, Paul, I guess, to look at a speed map. You can only judge off trials and Vancouver's debut win.
Exactly, Andrew. But look, it's only a small field, obviously, but you'd think it'd be good pace. Ulster showed plenty of pace in its trial. I expect it to probably lead Vancouver. Outreach was another one that you'd expect to have plenty of pace off that outside draw. And Mahawib, Chamarel trailing. Small field, Ron, two-year-olds over 1,100. You'd still think they're going to go along fairly quickly.
Yeah, there looks a couple of, exactly what you said. There looks a couple of running types in Gay's pair, obviously. Ulster Sharp and Vancouver Lead, Letter Breeders Plate that says you got speed, and obviously Outreach was ridden up the other day and probably got a chance to just slot in behind them here. What do you make of it, Paul, this Vancouver's trial without the blinkers? Do we just say it was all because of the blinkers, or should the punters be concerned? Gay's very upbeat about him this morning.
Yeah, look, I was concerned, Ron, originally. I've got to say, I was at the trials that morning, and look, the horse looked terrific going onto the track, but, you know, he laboured into fourth there. He had Goshoni, Ulster and Cashing Up, two horses in that trial are against him today, and, you know, they're better prices than what he is. Blinkers obviously can make a huge difference with any horse, Ron, as you know, but especially, I suppose, with two-year-olds, but... I've got it down a really tricky race, Ron. I'm waiting to hear what you did first because I've got it down really tricky.
Yeah, I have too. I've always been a rap for four, Muwahib, and I have to have him on top here. He impressed me at the official trials. And, look, just keep looking at that. That's a hot trial last time. I just keep looking at that Outreach and Muwahib and Chamarel trial last time. And I just think he had a little bit up the sleeve, Muwahib. And I think he gets last look at him here, and I'll put him on top. The money round town suggests this is unbeatable Outreach. Obviously, he's a brother to a slipper winner. He was second, had an easy time running second to Sebring's trial and Sebring's son in that first trial, and then ridden up and shown what to do last time, and he really reacted. So Peter sounds bullish that he's a good colt this morning, and obviously that's his trials look. Confirm that he is a good colt. Four from five, one Vancouver. You have to respect him. I wasn't sold on the trial recently, but I keep getting sucked in when Gay does this with the horses by not putting their blinkers on and they go to sleep. She's very upbeat about him this morning. Tommy seems happy about him, so I'll have to trust him and have a look at him on track. And three, Chamarel. Well, they talk about confidence. John O'Shea seems very, very happy with this colt's ability. He ran third to Muwahib and Outreach in that trial and probably wasn't asked as well, and he's been back from 11 into 7. 4-5-1-3, intriguing race.
Yeah, look, I found it very tricky, and I'm going to have a very small bet here. I've got number 2 on top. I'm going 2-4-5-1. I'm going to have something very small on the 2 Cashing Up, Ron, only because I just think he's out to a ridiculous price in this small field. He's trialled well. Both his trials have been good. He's attacked the line in shorter trials than what he faces today, 1,100 metres. They're going to go quick in front. He's got barrier 1. And look, that last trial, taking a line through Vancouver, who's right in the market there today, Cashing Up beat him fair and square in the trial, and he was closing on Ulster rapidly late under a hold. So there's just a couple of that trial that I think he's better than as far as value goes. Obviously, the big query is going to be the Mahawib and Outreach trial, but I've just gone two on top, cashing up. I'll have something very small on. I think he's about $26 with the tab. So that'll do me to start the day. I thought number four, Mahar, we were on definite danger. I agree with you. I've got him to get the run of the race here off barrier two, and he'll be the one poking through late. Now, the five outreach, I'm keen to see if he can sustain it over 1,100. And number one, Vancouver, I'm keen to see what he does with the blinkers on. And that's leaving out number three, Chamarel, who's obviously got big raps on him too. So, look, for me, it's a very tricky race, a small race for two-year-old. I'll be playing at something on the two to beat four, five and one.
Josh Fleming calling action out at Rose Hill, likes number five, Outreach, to beat four, one and three. Five, four, one and three. And that's welcome in Matt Jenkins from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Matt.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Take us through this market for the first race as it stands at the moment.
Yeah, interesting race to Tab Fixed Odds. Vancouver, $3.50. Did open up the favourite a little bit easy. Cashing up there for Paul Joyce at $26. Chamarel, a $7 chance. Marwahib there at $3.80. The favourite and very well supported is Outreach and Ulster there at $8.
So that's the market for race one. We'll try and improve this line after you give us the market here for race number two. You got the market for race two, Matt?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Race number two. I'll just pull that up now. So we've got Greatwood there at $6. Eaglestein, a $15 chance. You'll Never at $4.60. Spacecraft is a $35 chance. Timeless Prince at $11. Cool Ring at $3.50. Countryman $3.50. And Define there, a $15 chance.
What's been the best backed at this stage, Matt?
A little bit of money there for Eaglestein at $15. They are looking a little bit wider. And Define there at $15. They are dodging the top two there, Cool Ring and Countryman at the moment.
Look, only a small field here. Again, eight runners. Speed-wise, an even tempo run. Greatwood probably the one that goes forward with Cool Ring. Spacecraft perhaps going up there contesting the lead. And I think Countryman, who took the sit last time, probably when it missed the kick, and they sort of might have found another string to his bow here, but I'd expect him maybe to sit third or fourth offence. Just an even tempo though, Ron. I don't think the pressure will be right on.
Yeah, although there is a couple of go-forward horses, as you say, in Spacecraft and Greatwood Fresh as well, and Cool Ring up in distance, but I expect him to try and slow up a bit on Cool Ring. I'm with Countryman here. I think he's an improving horse. He's been very good in both runs this preparation. He's third up here at a peak, jar out, no problem at all for him. Look, I'm comfortable to be with seven Countryman here. I think the danger is the enigma of You'll Never. He's beautifully placed, and the jar out suits him. It's just that he's got 60 kilos, but he's suited in a field like this. He's pretty fit. Cool Ring, big ask, although he's wound right up now and he's off two wins. He's 1,200 to 1,500. I'm just not sure about him. I thought he was well found in the market, but still a chance. And best of the rest is Timeless Prince. Much better at his past two, and he'll also appreciate a claim and a little sting out of the ground. I'm 7, 3, 6 and 5.
Yeah, I've got the 7 on top, Ron. 7, 5, 1 and 6. I've got three really good bets today, and Countryman's the first of them. I think the weight here on 54.5, he carried 59 kilos last start. And look, it wasn't a bad little field. Excited Prince had been racing in terrific form, and Countryman just powered past them. Came through on the worst part of the track. As I said, he half missed the start, so they rode him off pace, which was the first time he hasn't really gone forward and led. And he showed a real turn of foot that I liked. Dropping 4.5 kilos today, gets another run just in behind them. I think when he shows that turn of foot, he'll put this field away quite comfortably. $3.50 to me is a really good way to get stuck into the program. Now, I've got the danger of the 5, Timeless Prince. Good value if you want to play the Quinella here. He loves a soft track. Probably the drying track brings him back to the field a little bit, but still with the sting out early in the day, lightweight. I think Timeless Prince is racing really well. Now, the one Greatwood, Ron, didn't mind its trials into this. Goes forward, I suppose, got a big weight. First up last prep, ran third to Entirely Platinum and Mighty Lucky, so that's pretty good form.
It is.
You know, he's got to go into the mix, I think, here. And then number six, Cool Ring, who I'm a bit worried about at 1,500. He never would have thought I'd see this horse get a 1,500-metre trip, but he is racing a bit more settled this campaign, which will definitely help. I'll go 7, 5, 1 and 6.
And for Matt, for Josh Fleming, it's 7 Country Man to beat 1-6-3. 7-1-6-3. Ron Eigelstein got a little bit of a mention from Chris this morning.
Yeah, and he's 26 into 15 as well. No surprise to see him improve dramatically, but I would have been more hot on him on a, you know, heavy to yep, you know, to soft seven sort of track, you know. So,
yep.
But no surprise to see him run well.
All right, that's race number 2. Let's look at race 3 here with Matt Jenkins from TAB. This is the Schweppes, Matt.
Yeah, it is, and the top right there, Holy Delusions, an $11 chance. Niz Rocket 7. Barry Miller's been specced. It's now $35 in from 71. Marty at $2.30. Dora Bell at $5 and the best back runner in the race. Miss Reddy at $13. Bella Galana is a scratching there. $101 about Magnolia Lane. And Palazzo Publico there, $4.20 and pretty well supported.
Okay, what's been the best back? You mentioned there one specced at longer odds. Okay.
$5, the best back runner there. So Adora Bell's been $11 into $5.
11 into 5, Adora Bell, number 5. Let's have a look at the race, Paul.
Yeah, look, I think one thing we'll agree on today, Ron, is that Marty will lead and yep, will set a solid tempo. Well, I don't think you'll see Winona slowing up at any stage here today after what happened last time at Randwick. Look, I've got Palazzo Publico going forward, probably sitting second. Miss Reddy perhaps a bit closer, and Nizrock, well, this was the horse that took off mid-race last time when it wouldn't settle properly, and they slowed up in front. But I think today off that barrier too, she'll probably just tuck away fourth or fifth of fence. So Marty leads at a decent clip. Palazzo Publico up there, Ron. I've got that to be an advantage to the on-pace runner.
Yeah, it looks that way. There's no real pressure to be put on Marty today, so I think Winona will just rate her in front and quicken up at the right time. Obviously, she looked a little unlucky last time. The only little concern is she's untried on wet tracks and Reduce Choice, you know, 50-50 whether they get through it. But look, it won't be too bad. And I always give Gay Waterhouse horses a tick on wet tracks because Gay works them on wet tracks and teaches them to handle it. 4 on top of 5, Adora Bill, the horse they've specced. 3rd up here, fitter for a couple of runs back and definitely will run on here. 9, Palazzo Publico. Continues to get the job done, and 1 Holy Delusions. Back marker who needs luck. Simple as that. 4, 5, 9, 1.
I'm going 9, 4, 6, and 5, and number 9, Palazzo Publico, is one of my other good bets today. Look, she's 3 from 3 this prep. She keeps flying under the radar. There's been good money for her today, but you can still get on at the moment. $4.20 in what I've got down a 2-horse race. I like the way she'll be up there on the speed. She'll be tagging Marty. She gets the 53 kilos. And she's just got that turn of foot that I like to see in these horses working through the grades. The only niggling doubt would be running a strong 1,400 metres, but the way she went at Randwick the other day when she was up on the speed over that solidly run 1,200, I think she'll do it. Yeah, I'm very keen. Number 9, Palazzo Publico, to win again. The 4, Marty, obvious danger. As I said, a 2-horse race, but she's the shorter price. I'll go around her and back Palazzo to knock her off today. And I think number 6, Miss Reddy, has to go into your Quinellas and Trifectas. She's much fitter for a 3rd up run here, and she almost got the job done 2nd up. She just wanted to lay in a bit under pressure. She may have just been getting a bit tired late there 2nd up. And then we have number 5, Adora Beale, who probably not the best suited by the tempo of this race, but from barrier 1, maybe Blake Shin can just keep her within reach. She's definitely getting close to doing something, but I just can't see any of these knocking off these first two. I've gone 9, 4, 6, and 5.
And 4's the fancy for Josh Fleming, Marty for Gay and Winona Costin. 4 on top to beat 9, 1, and 5 in race 3 for Josh. Back in a moment to look at the Witten. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Here's the co-captains Kennedy and Slater leading out the Big Sports Breakfast team of experts. There's Middleton, Gallen, Parker, King, Breyer, Magnay, Kent, Pascalides, Rogers, Fain, Gallegos, Webster. Well, there's plenty of experience and talent in that lineup. Real premiership material if ever I saw it.
Make the Big Sports Breakfast your team to follow. Playing every weekday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Thanks to TAB and the Mazda BT50 Ute.
Warners Bay Hotel, the hub of hospitality in the Lake Macquarie District, has added another dynamic dimension to its customer-friendly services. Now there's a state-of-the-art TAB facility, including more than 20 dedicated TAB screens, 5 betting terminals,
7 electronic form panels, as well as indoor and outdoor wagering facilities. A punter's delight. Join Miracle Mal Johnson Saturday, January 31st for the launch of the Warners Bay Hotel's exciting new tab. You'll be hands-on to approve.
If you want to get onto the pitch with the Socceroos, you could become the team physio. But do you really want a lifetime dealing with groins? Maybe you could be a streaker. But we know how that ends. You, tackled by security, in the nude, in front of 80,000. Or you could just place a winning bet of $10 or more on the cup at your local TAB with your TAB rewards card, tab.com.au, or on your mobile. And be in the running to win a priceless Socceroos experience. Authorised under New South Wales permit number LTPM 1400272. Terms and conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
That sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe, no money to enjoy life this weekend? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. Give them a call, 1-300-107-155, or go to capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by a TAB Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local TAB or at tab.com.au.
29 after 8, we're looking at Rose Hill with Ron Duffersey and Paul Joyce. And Matt Jenkins here from TAB. Matt, take us through the market, the current one for the Widden, race 4.
Yeah, here, of course, for two-year-olds, another race that'll have a bearing on the Blue Diamond and Golden Slipper markets, which are already open. The top weight is scratched. Julietta, very well supported, $2.80. Pirette, they're a $15 chance. Igrain at $6. Tempt Me Not at $8. Fireworks is $4.60. Machucci there at 21. Entrancing, 21. Always Allison is scratched, but the way it was backed here, I expect it to run pretty well in the first year at Kembla today. Lake Geneva at $7, and Yadana there at $26.
Okay, best backed?
Best backed easily. Julietta there at $2.80. We went up at $3.80. Well, we went up at $4.60. Of course, a scratching in there, a couple of scratchings, but easily the best back runner, Julietta.
Righto, $4.60 into $2.80, and always Allison's been scratched from the first. So
From Kembla as well.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, the first from Kembla. So we'll wait for another day there, Paul.
Yeah, Julietta, the leader here, no doubt. Pierrette probably goes across. I think Entrancing will be up there if it jumps cleanly. McCucci's got the blinkers on, so Lake Geneva's probably a tricky one from that draw. Two-year-olds, we've got 9 in the field, Ron. Obviously, with Julietta in it, you'd think they're going to go along at a pretty solid clip over the 1,100.
Yeah, well, she rolled along nicely and got them off the bit last time. I wouldn't expect too much different here. 1,100, Rosehill's pretty well an on-pace picnic, but it's different when there's a little sting out of the ground. But look, I think Julietta, Pierrette are the logical two, and I think you're right. If Entrancing jumps, she could be a lot closer as well. This is a terrific race. I'm a little hot on number 4 here, Igrain. I thought she was the best each way bet of the day. Loved her trial, just behind a few of these the other day, and I thought she had more to offer than most. She had a run in the gym crack last preparation. Very happy to hear John O'Shea say that she's put on a lot of weight this prep, and we're very happy with her. And she just sucks up behind them here, and I think she'll be very, very good late. 4 on top, Igrain. Obviously, Julietta's the horse to beat. She's had a month off and no trial since that win here at this track and distance last time. But look, Gay would have kept her shooting the breeze, as she says, and she certainly only has to run up to that first up win and not improve much to be very hard to beat here. 10 Lake Geneva showed good quality at the official trials, and then okay the other day in that same trial as Igrain. It's just that she's the one that caught my eye, but I'm respecting the 10 and keen to look at her on track. And best of the rest is Fireworks, who's up and running and did a great job at Randwick last time behind a very impressive Holler. 4-2, 10 and 6, and looking forward to this race.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ron. Looking forward to it, and I'm with you with number 4, Igrain. I've gone 4-2, 6 and 5. Look, Ron's covered most of the reasons that I like Igrain. I suppose the only thing I can add, Ron, is that looking at that trial at Rose Hill, to me, she just has that look about her as a It was almost a perfectly balanced action for a two-year-old, that's something that you would look for, I'm sure, on as I do when I'm looking at trials. It's their action, because they're not fully tested in the trial, so you've sort of got to assume, well, how much is left in the tank? And to me, I'm with you, I think out of that trial, she was the one that just had plenty up the sleeve, and I can't wait to see her unleashed on them this afternoon. I'm with you, I'm keen on number four, I Grain in the Widden. And it's worth noting, Ron, the last two winners of the Widden have gone on to win the Golden Slipper. So this will be a big form race, number four, I Grain on top. Number two, Julieta, no knock on her at all. I've got a clear second pick here. I just wonder how strong that form is out of the race she won. I'm not sure. She's had a couple of tries since it's been beaten. Nothing else that I know of has really come out and done much. So just want to see her do that again against better quality opposition. We'll get to see that today. The six Fireworks, Ron's already covered this filly, super run last start after missing the kick. And I'm going to throw in number five, Tempt Me Not. She's my query runner here. She was probably a good thing beaten on debut at Randwick, and her trial behind Echo Queen was rock solid. Be keen to see what she does late, but number four on top to beat 2, 6, 5.
And for Josh Fleming, it's Tours on top to beat 4, 6, and 10. 2, 4, 6, and 10 in race four. Now we get to the legs of the quaddy, and there's a $50,000 jackpot on the quaddy today. Race five, Matty Jenkins kicks off at 3:35.
Yeah, it does too, and plenty of people just on that quaddy will be throwing in Sarajevo there at $1.95. It is the favourite, of course, number one. Doofum is scratched. Tetsuko there, the $321. Mr. Bogart, best back runner, although the punters haven't got too involved in this race, but Mr. Bogart well supported there at $6. Anyastair at $21. Here an $8 chance. Zestful there at $3.80. Rule the River and Echo Prince both out. And Sworn to Silence there at $35. But the best back runner in the race, Mr. Bogart at $6.
Look, the lead has come out. Echo Prince was the obvious leader here. So I've still got a reasonable tempo, though. Tetsuko's got the blinkers going back on. And Air, I've got settling up on the speed from that good draw. Sarajevo, if jumps well, no reason it won't be third or fourth trailing. And I suppose with Zestful, Ron, did sort of miss the kick and got further back than probably anticipated at Canterbury. Maybe she can settle a bit closer to them today. But at the end of the day, we've only got a reasonably small field, so there shouldn't be too much pressure up front.
I wouldn't think so. There's only the seven runners, and I agree that Zestful, if she jumps, will race a little closer. And we'll leave it to McDonald to judge the speed on the favourite. He's got a nice enough draw there in three to you know, be smart about things and not be too tricky. He looks hard to beat. He's Sarajevo. He resumes with winkers on here. He's wound up with two trials, two trial wins, in fact. He's a talented horse and has to be hard to beat. $1.95 probably stops me from backing him. Zestful's the danger. I thought she was very impressive at her debut. She does look talented, and look, Sam seems upbeat about her ability. You can just feel it. In saying that, I think Joe Pride's got a good opinion of Mr. Bogart as well. It was a soft win and easier class first up in that maiden at Kembla Grange, but he's a horse with plenty of upside. He did run second in a Skyline Stakes last preparation. So he's a Northern Meteor colt who I'm keen to have a look at. And best of the rest is number six, Ear, resuming from a spell off one start for one win. Got a little bit of interest in this race. 2, 7, 4, and 6.
Look, my numbers are exactly the same, Ron. 2, 7, 4, and 6. We'll be backing Sarajevo. Mm-hmm. $1.95 is getting very skinny, but shop around, see what we get on when we get out to the track. I'm sure you'll get into the Black Odds. Winkers on first time. I just think John O'Shea kicking off in this race, a 72-1200. He wouldn't be kicking off in this race unless he was going to win it. He could have waited and come back in a stronger race, but you go through his form last prep, and I know he got beaten and he was in the market on every occasion, but you just go through the depth of the form. I mean, he was unlucky fourth behind Scissor Kick, Betterland and Inkling when he resumed last prep, and he's back here at Rose Hill over 1200 this time first up. He then ran fourth behind Haloed Crown on a heavy nine and then went around in the Golden Rose, of course, which is always, without doubt, the strongest three-year-old form race of the season shooting to win, ran third in that before winning a Caulfield Guinea. So there's so much depth behind his form. And then we're looking at these dangers that are competitive in the marketplace. And at the end of the day, Despel's won a maiden at Canterbury and Mr. Bogart won a maiden at Kembla. So I just can't have Sarajevo getting beaten here. And, you know, I don't like taking $1.95, but for a horse with this class, look, if he looks good in the yard, Ron, if he looks rock hard fit or fit enough, I'll dive into the odds on. There you go. Number 2, Sarajevo. To beat the 7, Despel. Number 4, Mr. Bogart. And number 6, Air. 2, 7, 4, and 6.
Well, for the first time in a long time, the three of our tipsters go exactly the same way, because Josh likes 2, Sarajevo, to beat 7, 4 and 6 as well in race 5, 2, 7, 4 and 6. Race 6 is the feature race of the day. It's the Expressway Stakes, won last year by Appearance under the guidance of Guy Walter. Happy Galaxy, Rain Affair have won the race in recent years. What about the market in this year's race, Matt?
Yeah, plenty of big names returning here, isn't there? We've got Bowman there at $6 for this Group 2 race. Beaten Up at $51. Hawkspur at $26. Weary there at $5. And Bagman, another one for Chris Waller there, at $35. Malavio at $17's been specced. That's a good idea at 7. Territory an $11 chance. Thermal Current, $15. Greyfontaine there is an $8 chance. And Panzer Division, it's the favourite at $3.50. Best back runner in the race, $3.80 into $3.50. Panzer Division.
All right, looking at the speed of the race, Panzer Division slides across and probably either leads or sits outside. That's a good idea. They'll settle 1-2. Greyfontaine probably capable of challenging if wants to, but off that draw, you'd probably expect just gets the gun run third. Minimal pressure, all up though. A lot of these obviously resuming, looking for further, so none of those would go forward and put much pressure on Ron. So you have to think there's a slight edge to the on-pace runners, but I thought this race was tricky enough when we thought we were on a genuine soft track. Now we're on a sort of dead track. It's just getting trickier and trickier, Ron.
It sure is. Look, first doing the form, I didn't consider that's a good idea. I didn't consider Greyfontaine. I was very wary of Bowman, thinking, you know, this track's slow or worse. So this has all swung around this, and we have to re-look at this race. As far as the way the race is going to be run, I think if there's a pattern in play, it'll be in play by race 6. So that'll probably tell you how hard that's a good idea is going to go out in front. I thought his best chance would be let run along, because he's got a fitness edge, and he's had a 1,400-metre run. He's on a quick backup. And that's his style. He likes to burn from the front. That's where he broke a record at Randwick one day. I think, although he led the other day and was run down, the way this race unfolds, that could be the best tactics for him. I'm not saying I'm tipping him, because I think he's a real rock-hard track horse. I like 11. I like the 3-year-old Panzer Division. Just have a look at his form. And, he beat... You know, the Caulfield Guineas winner on a wet track, shooting to win. He ran fifth in a George Main Stakes at Weight for Age over a mile against the older horses, and that was in the spring. And then he didn't run the distance in the Champion Stakes. He resumes in blinkers. Nice trial. I say he's hard to beat. I would have tipped Weary to beat him on a wet track, on a real wet track, because his Rosehill wet form was incredible, with that John Doncaster Prelude win, and his trial at home was nice. He's capable, fresh, and I can see he has a mind of his own. But I read in some paper, I think he got a new pony for Christmas or something, and he's happy with his new mate. You know, so Weary's a bit of a beast, but if he's got his mind on things, he's a big danger to this favourite. 1 Bowman, 2 trials are good. He meets a lot of stayers here, and he's drawn to ambush late. I do concede he's a good chance now that this track's dried out. And best of the rest, Malavia. Don't mind him. He's Rosehill sting out of the ground form's solid. He's 2 good trials. He's wound up to run well, and he's always been a horse of mine who I've always felt is underrated.
Did you hear Steve prior to 7?
No, I missed him.
Yeah, we had Steve Englebrecht on. He was quite confident that the horse... He would be disappointed if the horse didn't get some prize money today in the way that he's been pleasing in track work.
Well, that's a good push.
He was quite bullish.
Okay, well, I'm comfortable to have him in my numbers. I'm 11, 4, 1 and 6, and I'm a big fan of Beaten Up, but I don't think he's ready.
Yeah, look, I've chopped and changed a few times here on as well. I've ended up 11, 4, 1 and 10. number 11 Panzer Division, for all the reasons, and Ron's already covered them, really. Probably what I could add to that was just going off his trial at Randwick. I just love the way he travelled in that trial. Delectation won the trial, but Panzer Division, with James McDonald on in the trial, who rides today, he just had him under a vice-like grip the whole way round, and you could just tell that there was so much left if he wanted to let him go. And I think he's definitely a lot more forward than Scissor Kick, who went around in that trial, as Paul Massara said to you guys earlier. He's probably a couple of weeks ahead, but I just think he's race ready to go here, and Ron's covered the depth of his form, which I love. So I'm going to go with the 11 Panzer Division. I think $3.50, sort of that price has held up generous enough now to have a decent bet too. Number 4, Weary, just had to shuffle him from the top pick back to second pick once this track started to dry out. I really wanted him on a genuine sort of softish, heavy track, which he's not going to get now. Number 1, Bo Van, comes into the numbers, obviously, with this improving track. I love the way he's been trialling. He looks back to somewhere near his best anyway, and that's good enough to figure here. And then I've got number 10, Dry Fontaine, who makes her way into the numbers now that this track's improving. I wouldn't have even considered her on something near a heavy track, but she comes right back into it now off a good draw. So my final numbers are 11, 4, 1 and 10.
Josh Fleming likes 4, Weary, to beat 11, 1 and 7. 4, 11, 1 and 7. It was interesting just listening to the interviews this morning, Ron, with Panzer Division. Paul Massara saying, I'm surprised we're favourites.
Yeah, well, that's the, you know, Paul's a... He likes to look at his own horse, and then he looks at the opposition. I suppose, you know, I think the market is right, personally. Maybe he'll get out a little bit now that this track's drying a bit, and some of these horses like Bowman, and that's a good idea, and Dre Fontaine may, you know, start
tighten
to firm
up a bit.
But yeah. I think he's a deserved favourite myself.
That's the Expressway, a $200,000 race, the feature race today. Just got some news out of Steve Hewlett in Brisbane, Ron, and our listeners. Luke Dittman was injured at track work on Monday at the Gold Coast. He's fractured his C7 vertebrae and dislocated his shoulder, and is going to be out for 2 to 3 months. Bad luck for Luke Dittman up there. He was meant to ride today, but obviously won't be. Race 7, Matt Jenkins from TAB. This is the tab.com.au handicap.
Yeah, it is, too, on the top here there. Gosh, an $8 chance. Choice Bro at $15. Of course, we're going to hear from Glenn Munsey and TAB Sports Talk from over there at the Auckland Nines a bit later. Carrick there at $21. Our Boy Nicholas and Court Connects both scratched. And we heard from Georgie Aeroplanes trainer Chris Waller earlier, $2.10. He was confident. Punters are really confident too. Easily the best back runner. Orion Love at $8. And so is Dream Folk there at $8. Sassin Kill $4.20. And Hurricane is scratched.
Yeah, look, I find it hard to get excited about the race, Ron. But looking at the speed, it's only a very small field now. 7 runners. Orion Love, probably the leader from Choice Bro. Carrick, Dream Folk, handy trailing. Georgie Aeroplane, probably slotting in somewhere fairly handy. Hard to see much pressure, though, in a 7-horse field, Ron.
No, I wouldn't think so. Obviously, Orion Love's gone forward in Melbourne in probably not very fast races, but I suppose she's wound up now and got barrier one. She might roll along, and we'll leave it to the others to judge how fast they're going in this race. I'm 1698. I think Chris Waller threw a bucket of green slime over me when I tried to get a tip out of him for Gosh.
He gave you tips for most of them, but not Gosh.
No, he watered me down a little, didn't he? He put the hose on me.
Anyway, I
got to stick to what I thought, and I've got her on top. She's had 3 weeks since that fair for the debut in Australia. She drops in class with a claim. I just love what she did. Not loved, but I liked what she did that last 30 metres of that race. And to say, well, I want to be on you next time. She gets the claim here, a little bit of a claim for Young Musket, 59 kilos. Look, I'll lean her way with reservations. Let's just have a look at her and get a feel for any confidence on track. 6 Georgie Aeroplane, he's the logical favourite. Both runs back have been solid. He gets his preferred sting out of the ground, and obviously hard to beat. Not exactly one of mine. If I was taking 210, I'd just wait. He's a horse that's gone to pieces on occasions in the enclosure, and just want to have a look at him before you'd want to charge into 210. 9 Sasson Kyle looks an improver. Extra distance suits, and Dream Folk best of the rest. I'm 169 and 8.
Yeah, I'm 6-9, 7-2, but not real confident to play, and definitely won't be playing early. Ron makes a great point there with Georgiera playing. He's half a lunatic. Let's be honest with his horse. You know, I remember early days they were struggling to get people to even ride him on the track because he was such a lunatic. But he settled down a lot, but you still want to see him parade well in the yard and hold himself together at least before he gets on track. But the soft going, the form line, his stats here just say he's going to win. He's had four starts at Rose Hill for 3 wins. He's had 3 goes over this trip for 2 wins and a placing. He just looks as though he'll win this race. But $2.10, I'll be waiting to hear Ron's report from the track. Number 9, Sazen Kyle, backs up from that second to centre pivot last week. Now, that's decent form. Gets in 52 kilos. He's worth considering. The 7, Orion Love, real mystery coming up from Victoria. She's going to get a fairly easy time of it in front, though, and she's proven on soft going, so she's got to be thrown in. And the 2, Choice Bro, is probably racing better than his odds of $15 suggest. I'll go 6 on top, but very wary from 9, 7, and 2.
And for Josh Fleming, it's 6 as well. Georgiera playing to beat 1, 9, and 7. 6, 1, 9, and 7 in race number 7. Ron, we've spoken a fair bit about Bob Rolls. I didn't know him terribly well. I think I met him a couple of times when I was at the races, but he's obviously left so many of your folk, the jockeys, with so many great memories. And we have his funeral on Monday, but they honour Bob Rolls with the last race here today.
A great gentleman. He's looked after every jockey that's walked in that Randwick or any jockey's room in the metropolitan area. I remember I had my first ride, and he sat me down and calmed me down and put me next to someone that, you know, look after me and show me what the ropes were. And he was just a lovely man. And if there was any blues in the jockey room, he'd try and sort it out before he probably had to go to the stewards. He's a man that I'd say every jockey has a soft spot for.
Yep. And our thoughts are with his family. And as I say, the funeral is on at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Church in Avoca Street there at 9:30 on Monday. This is the Bob Rolls tribute, and this is the market. Matt, what take us through it?
Yeah, it is. And a fairly open one, according to punters. They've backed a few here, but nothing like Luca the Toppy there at $26. Field Marshal is out. Argamore at $15. Alias, the best back runner, it's the favourite at $3.20. Devonshire Duke at $21, Ernest Ernest a $9.50 chance, and supported as well. Black Revolver at $6, Magic Dallas at $13, Gold Pona at $21. Laura is out. Oxford Poet has been back from $9 into $5, good support for it. Corey Vrecken is out $7 about Lorna May there, and Collar a $51 chance, the bottom two are scratched.
Looking at the speed here, we've finally got a big field. Should be decent pace pressure on. Agamore, nothing like Luca go forward. We've got Oxford Poet, Alias, Lorna May. There's enough there to keep the pressure on, Ron. So I think finally a big field, last race of the day. If you like the off paces, they should get their chance.
Yeah, speedy numbers here, isn't there? I hate this race. I've got nowhere to turn bar the favourite. Alias, he resumed with not a bad win there at Canterbury. I thought he actually savaged the line there. He wasn't going to get there, and he seemed like he wanted to win. He has a terrific little strike rate, and I'm probably leaning his way. He'd be hard to beat. Little concern whether barrier one and the fence holding up late in the day, but if it isn't holding up, the jockeys will overdo it anyway, and he'll just save ground and get to the right part of the track, McDonald. 4's on top. I'm wary of Oxford Poet. He's won 2 trials leading up to this first up run. Shin's booked to ride. He'll be up on top of the speed, and he had really good form at the end of last preparation, so he seems to have come back well. 13, Lorna May, probably better ride on top of the ground, but she had massive support first up last preparation. Remember to beat Rock Sturdy that day. I've never seen a better bigger go, and she was gallant in defeat that day. So if she's in that sort of form, she won't be far away in a race like this. And the best of the long shots is definitely Agamore, number 3. He's a genuine type. He's at his peak off a midweek win and maps well, and he's had a nice trial since that last run. So not the worst of number 3, and he goes in my quaddie. 4, 11, 13 and 3 in what looks a very difficult affair to my eye.
Yeah, I'll go 13, 4, 6 and 11. I'll back the 13, Lorna May, first up. I love the fact that she's drawn that good gate, barrier 2. First up stats, she's had 3 tries. She's never finished worse than second. And just going through that form last prep, Ron hinted at it. You know, they backed her big time first up and she just bumped into Rock Sturdy that day, which was a bit unlucky. And then she ran second to Suavito down at Caulfield. Then she went around in a group 2 and a group 3.
Behind
Commanding Jewel and then Arabian Gold. So there's just... there's plenty of depth to that form. I don't think there's too much depth to this race, apart from numbers. I don't think there's a lot of class in the race as such. So I think Lorna May will get every possible chance off that good draw. And at the price, $7, I think it's a very tempting price. Number 4, Alias, the point Ron made was absolutely spot on. He really attacked that line first up, winning. And I don't think he was 100% wound up, Ron. He was a bit messy in the yard that
was
day.
He? Okay.
He was dripping in sweat and... I remember speaking to Joe and he was sort of, you know, I don't know about this sort of thing, but it came out and won. So I think he'll only improve into this. Number 6, Ernest. Very hard to back for a win, but this sort of race is his race. If they go mad in front and he gets a bludgeon behind them, he's just as likely to come out and blow you out of your quaddie if you don't throw him in. So make sure you put in the 6. And number 11, Oxford Poet. Yeah, with you here, Ron. Very good first up performer and should get a nice run off the draw. 13, 4, 6 and 11 in the last.
Righto, and for Josh, it's 13, I should say, Lorna May to beat 4, 11 and 7. 13, 4, 11 and 7. Repeating the quaddie, races 5, 6, 7 and 8 have a $50,000 jackpot there, incorporating the feature. Race 6 today, the Expressway at 4.15. Paul, you were quite confident. Was it 3 good things?
I've got 3 today, Andrew, yes. Race 2, number 7, Countryman. Race 3, number 9, Palazzo Publico. And race 5, number 2, Sarajevo. So play around with those 3 today. And in all honesty, the other races, apart from Igraine's race, my confidence levels are quite low. So I'll just be concentrating on those 3 good things today.
All right. That's race 2, number 7, race 3, number 9, and race 5, number 2. Thanks, Paul. We'll hear you over the weekend and into the week coming up.
Yeah, once again, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Good on you, Paul Joyce there. What about you, Ron? Have you got Joyce's ring of confidence?
Not really. I'm a little on the fence, but I'm going to have one throw at the stumps today. And $6, I think race 4, number 4, Igraine, is the way to go. I know it's a hot race, but... geez, I don't think she'll miss each way at that price.
All right, that's each way race 4, number 5 for Godolphin and James McDonald taking the ride there. So Rose Hill, we'll keep an eye on the track. Soft 6 at this stage, but the weather is glorious outside, so you would feel it will improve a little bit, Ron. And the rails back into the true, so your information from the track prior to each race is going to be crucial again.
Yeah, let's hope we can find a winner, Andrew. I'd suggest with the rail true on a wet, you'd expect them to get a couple off the fence there, Rose Hill. But we'll monitor that as the day unfolds.
That's it. Good on you, Duff. Good to talk to you, mate. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duppacy there and Paul Joyce. And Matty Jenkins, just to wrap up your portion of the morning, there's been a couple decent goes there at Rose Hill. Oxford Poet, the one and the last there at 9 into 5.
Yeah, I'd say the best back run of the day is in the first race, the 2-year-old race, and it's Outreach. It's $3.80 into $2.80. Of course, the first starter, one bet there, headlined by $45,000 at $3.80. So plenty of interest there in the first race. But, yeah, the other one you mentioned, Oxford Poet, a $9 chance. So we open $9 into $5. So really good support. And one just at longer odds, I think Ron gave a bit of a chance maybe in his first four, was Malavio in race 6. It's 31 into 17. So, yeah, it's shaping up as a really good betting day.
Righto, 31 into 17, Malavio. And just finally, we're about to preview Melbourne in about 5 minutes. You opened up plenty of more autumn carnival markets yesterday. I noted, what was it, the Australian Guineas, the new market and the Lightning for Melbourne?
Yeah, we did. And the new market, isn't it, shaping as a cracking race. Chautauqua there has gone up the favourite at $4. But, those markets did go up yesterday. Of course, Super Saturday there at Flemington in March. I think it's the 14th of March. But plenty of markets there. And, of course, the Blue Diamond's been open for a while and the Slipper's open as well, no doubt. They're going to be impacted by those two-year-old races today at Rose Hill.
For sure. I'll go through the Melbourne markets and, as you say, Tab Sports Talk in just over an hour at 10 o'clock for half an hour, looking at all the weekend sport, the Asian Cup, and Glenn Munsey will join us from Auckland, where the Auckland Nines begins this morning at 10:30 our time. So that's Tab Sports Talk in about an hour's time. Good on you, Matt. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. See you, Andrew.
Matt Jenkins from tab.com.au. We'll talk more New South Wales racing in a tick.
Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service has been upgraded for 2015. More information from the track, whether it's thoroughbred, harness or greyhound racing. Latest betting information from the tab, the movers and the shakers. Mounting yard leg mail. Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service, your home base for New South Wales racing.
The latest on the traffic for RISI, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
To kickstart your career in rail, get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card at risi.com.au. That's risi.com.au.
We're seeing some traffic now for Carlisle Avenue at Woodstock Avenue. That's affecting traffic in both directions as you head through Mount Druitt. Also, Pymble Ride Road, as you approach the Pacific Highway, there's a breakdown. That's slowing eastbounders and a police operation happening Roselle Anzac Bridge as you approach the City West Link Road. If you love the thought of coming home to an award-winning sofa, then you'll love the thought of up to 50% off selected designs at the King Furniture Summer Sale. But hurry, sale is in its last days. I'm Anna Finslow. That's traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack to the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
Write your story with Inglis Classic. 8 to 10 February at Newmarket, Sydney. Peggy Jean, a $45,000 purchase. Brazen Bow, a $70,000 purchase. Both now Group 1 winners. And other stars including Manawa Nui, Diamond Earth, In Cahoots and Sincero. Plus a record number of progeny by first season sires in the 570 lot catalogue on offer over 3 days. There's a racehorse waiting for you at Classic. What will your story be? Visit inglis.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focused on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
With all the latest news and tips, this is Racing HQ Saturday on Sky Sports Radio.
It is on Sky Sports Radio. In a couple of minutes, we'll get to Flemington. Of course, the Country Championship Series is going to be beginning in virtually 1 month from now, Sunday, March 1. We're going to see the sequence of races with the big final as a part of the championships at Royal Randwick. March 1, we go to Bathurst. March 6, Port Macquarie. March 12, to Tamworth. March 15, a Sunday, we're at Wagga Wagga. Grafton on March 20, a Friday. Also on a Friday, we're at Goulburn on March 20. So two country championship races on those days at Grafton and at Goulburn. March 22, a Sunday, we're at Dubbo. And the big final, worth $300,000, the country championship final, will be run at Randwick over 1,400 metres on April 4. A lot more right here on Sky Sports Radio as we build to that. March 1, though, is the first of those country races. They've got 2 days of racing at the Sapphire Coast. Rob Tweedy's joining us, the club secretary manager. Morning, Rob.
Yeah, how are you, Andrew?
Very well indeed. How's the morning looking towards your race day today and tomorrow?
Yeah, fantastic. Look, we've got a little bit of cloud overhead, but the wind's gone into the southwest. That low that sees pushed off the coast, starting to get a bit of blue sky. Track's a good four, and yeah, we're pretty excited.
Good four, and you've got plenty on. I spoke to you on air earlier in the week. Lots of markets, lots of fashions on the field tomorrow for Bega Cup Day. So today and tomorrow, for people in the area that might be holidaying, go along and enjoy it.
Yeah, especially today, we've got between 12 and 1. If you come out and have a look at the markets, you'll get in for free. And you can kick on and have a look at the races if you haven't been out here before.
All right. So the market's between 12 and 1, and if you're there, you can walk straight through the gates.
That's it.
Good luck, Rob. Hope it's a good couple of days. The track at the moment is a good 4.
Yep, that's correct. And, yeah, look, we've got fantastic fields, so we're pretty excited.
Good on you, Rob. Rob Tweedy there, the secondary manager at the Sapphire Coast. And our other TAB program is at Lismore. Scott Jones is joining us. Morning to you, Scott.
How you going, Andrew?
Very well indeed. How's the weather and the track for Lismore today?
Yeah, the weather's beautiful, mate. We had some rain going last weekend sort of thing, but since Wednesday we haven't had any rain, and it's a beautiful day today.
All right, so...
at the moment is a soft 7. We think it's probably closer to a 6, but we'll let the Shields have a look at it before we make a decision.
All right, so soft 7 it is, but it's at least you've got fine weather after the rain you had earlier on in the week.
That's right. With the amount of other race meets that were getting abandoned, we're very happy for the skies to clear up.
All right, so it's a 7 race card, the first at Lismore today at 11.50, covered here on Sky Sports Radio, and in fact, we'll get a couple of good things at about 5 to 10 this morning on Lismore. Thanks a lot, Scott. Good luck today.
No dramas. Thank you, Andrew.
Scott Jones looking at Lismore. As I say, after 9 o'clock, we'll be now looking at Flemington. 9.30, we'll look at Doomben. Just after 9.40, we'll look at Kembla Grange, and then we'll look at the other New South Wales TAB programs. Right now, though, at 4 after 9, it's time on Sky Sports Radio to look at Flemington in Melbourne. And before we go to our experts, let's have a look at the scratching information. Fine day in Melbourne. The track is a good 3 at Flemington. The overall penetrometer 4.84. In the straight, it's 4.86 to the inner and outer. The scratchings, race 1, number 9, Power Rossa. Race 2 is clear. The third, takeout numbers 1 and 10. Race 4, scratchings are 1, 6, 8 and 12. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, 3, 4 and 13. Race 7, takeout 13, 16, 17 and 18. Race 8, takeout 6 and 11. 6 and 11 out of race 8. And race 9, the 4 emergencies are out. 15, 16, 17 and 18. They put 10 millimetres of water on the track last night and 50 millimetres of irrigation for the week. Dean Lester is online to have a look at Flemington today. Good morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, Andrew.
How you been? You well?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. A couple of nice performances last night. Systonic and Tortine for David Hayes and Tom Dabernick.
Absolutely. I mean, Tortine's well established, and she got the job done as expected, and Systonic is very exciting. Probably eased down a bit early by young Jai McNeil, and he copped a little rap over the knuckles for that, but she's a very good filly.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how, I mean, it's the Typhoon Tracy next, and that's a step up again, so it'll be interesting now how she does it.
Yeah, she's got great tactical speed, and she's just got that ability to get away when she needs it. She's shown that twice now, and she looks really good.
Mark Hutter, I reckon you would have been impressed by those couple last night at the Valley.
Morning, Andrew. Yeah, Systonic looks a beauty. As Dean said, he did ease it down a little bit. He had some cause for concern almost at the 100-metre mark. He looks like he's going to pull it up to a walk, but it was super impressive. And, look, I thought Tortine would have won easier than that. She was still good, but I thought she would have just put a big gap on those horses, but I'm sure she'll derive benefit from that run.
Yep, goes to the Lightning or the Oakley Plate. If she runs 1, 2, 3 there, it's off to Dubai, so we'll wait and see what happens. Let's look to Flemington. How's it look, Dean? Tough?
Yeah, there's a lot of depth to a few of the races, Andrew. We can pick out a couple of specials on the way, though, I think.
All right, let's look at them. Race 1, David Hayes and Tom Dabernick have way well here, number 1, at $2.10 with TAB. 2, Roll the Ignition at 10. 3, See Me Flash at 9. 4, Clover Lane at 5. 5, Lady Jane, 13. 6, Tennessee Spirit, 15. 7, Tycoon Perry at $6.50. 8, Letter from Paris at 18. The favourite, the toppy, Dean, at $2.10.
Yeah, she's the one to beat too, Andrew. Well, she's been unbeaten in 3 runs, and to be honest, in the spring she didn't look right, but she was winning, and reports are that she's come back really well, and she's trialled nicely, and she just looks to have a bit more upside than these. I think she'll probably win. I think 7, Tycoon Perry, is a very smart filly. She's had a lot of issues with being a bit of a barrier rogue, but which prevented her from running through the spring. She's trialled up nicely for this. She's got very good speed, and I think she'll lead for a long way. Clover Lane was okay first up. I thought she'd be probably looking for a bit further than the 1100 now, but can get into the placings and maybe the Tasmanian visitor Lady Jane next best. But really, well, I think it's one of the bets of the day. 1, 7, 4, 5.
Same. trifecta for me. I think number one, Well Whale's the best for the day. Love that last win before a spell over Winetails at Sandown, where it led, did a bit of work and really found a win. It's come back from a spell. It's trialled super up at Tatura, and from where it's drawn, it should be able to follow the Tycoon Perry line through and be too strong late to beat. Number seven, Tycoon Perry, resumes. It's got a lead for a long way. The last start win was over Nicosine and Chef, so that's great form lines. Then out to four, Clover Lane, and six, Tennessee Spirit, who I think may be the closers that might get into third. I think one's a good thing from seven, then four and six.
Confident start there from the boys. Race one. Race two at Flemington. Number one, Running Bull for Peter Moody and Reagan Bayliss at $4.40. Three, Corporate Takeover at 11. Four, Firehouse Rock at 9. Six, Sigestor at 13. Seven, Con Invincible, $9.50. Eight, Best Suggestion at 11. Nine, Gold Cufflinks at 19. And the favourite down the bottom for Henry Dwyer is 10, Lucky Liberty at $2.40. So as I say, Mark, it's the favourite for Michelle Payne in race two.
Yeah, poison odds for mine, Andrew. I'm going with number four, Firehouse Rock, each way, who resumes. Good trial recently without blinkers, which it wears on race day. A messy speed map here. There's not much pace at all in the race. Just looking for Nick Hall to be sort of two or three pairs back there, clear galloping room, and hopefully be too strong down the middle. To beat number one, Running Bull, who had little luck at Moonee Valley before a good win in Adelaide, gets a lovely run here. 10, Lucky Liberty, showed speed on debut. I'd say they'd roll forward here. I just think it's well under the odds. And fourth pick, number seven, Convincible, who was a good tough win down the straight. 1,400 metres should be no worries for it. 4, 1, 10 and 7.
Yeah, very similar. I'm going with Firehouse Rock. I think he resumes here, coming off a good prep in the spring. He trialled very nicely at Werribee recently. I think he'd be probably three wide with cover and very strong down the centre. I think he's a good each-way bet from 10 Lucky Liberty, and not knocking his talent, just knocking the price. I think this is a different sort of scenario altogether for him, but he looks a promising horse. Running Bull couldn't have had a better run into the race last start in Adelaide. The speed really suited, and he won. And this is a totally different scenario, though, with a lack of speed, and maybe he'll be taking it up and being prominent, and the same with Convincible. I think if he's proactive here, he'll make his own luck and run a good race. But certainly agree with Mark. I think Firehouse Rock's the value. 4, 10, 1, 7.
Race number three is a benchmark 70 over the 1,200 metres, and number four, a Street Allure, is $3.60. Five, Tommy's Pride at 11. Also number seven, Craftwork at 11. Eight, Pendles, $6. Nine, Betterland at $2.40. And then we look to numbers 11 and 12, Bella Molly and Committed, both $15 chance. So we've got Moody and Nolan on Betterland here. Dean, the favourite with fixed odds, $2.40.
Yeah, interesting run of Betterland. I'm going to go with Street Allure. I thought the first up run at Flemington was terrific. She looked great in the yard, looked ready to go, and ran a good race. Better suited at the 1,200 metres, a bit similar to the previous race. It doesn't look a defined leader here, so it'll be a building tempo up the straight, and I think she's well suited from the draw and everything to go right for her to run well. Betterland's probably got the best credentials in the race. I think his two trials in recent weeks have been plain. The one thing he hasn't had is the blinkers on, but I thought he was just basic in those trials. Maybe he's a race day horse. We'll see today, but he's very short to find out. Craftwork races well down the straight, I think, can be competitive. And Tommy's Pride, who didn't get a lot of room at a crucial stage last start. But I thought Street Allure might be the better value of the two main chances. 4, 9, 7, 5.
Yeah, no arguments here, Andrew. I think Street Allure is the way to go. I thought it was a fantastic run first up, with the big weight coming from back in the field and picking them all off bar one. Fitter to beat number nine, Betterland, who no doubt has got the best form. As Dean said, the trial certainly left questions to be answered. We'll see today. Number eight, Pendles, comes off a weaker race at Ballarat, but put a space in them. It's got a chance. And then seven, Craftwork, who I thought looked the leader down the inside. The query with Craftwork is always the end of 1,200 metres, but it's going to be there for a long way. Four from nine, eight and seven.
Righto, that's the thoughts there of race three. It's an interesting day here, Dean, isn't it, for Moody? Because the one in the next race, which we're about to get a marker to, there's a bit of a watch on Betsy too, isn't there?
There is, Andrew, yes. She's first up as well, and it's sort of rolling out some of you know, probably his better autumn horses in the next few weeks, and these are two that are eligible for restricted races, so he's taken the opportunity to line them up here.
Righto. Race 4 market with Tab Fixed Odds, number 2, Sense of Reason, $6.50, 3 Twos at $5.50, 4 Our Exchange, 18, 5 Kiss Me Katoot, 13, 7 Lady Trickster at 15, 9 Winston Drive, $3.80, 10 Betsy, $3.40, and 11 L Excite at $6.50. So not much between these numbers 10 and 9. Betsy, just the favourite mark over Winston Drive.
Yeah, I'm going with Winston Drive. I thought it was an amazing run at Moonee Valley. It was sent forward basically four wide, no cover for the whole race, was entitled to run last, and somehow kept fighting to run fourth. It gets a beautiful run here. It doesn't look to be a heap of speed. Can park basically box seat and should go very close to winning. To beat number 10, Betsy. Betsy trialled just okay before she ran, and then she went terrific in two races. I think she's trialled better this time in. She'll run well. 3 Choose looks to be the only leader for mine. Gets a great run again. And then maybe number 5, Kiss Me Couture, who I don't think can win, but has got a place chance. 3 winning hopes for me. 9, 10, 3, then 5.
I'm going with Betsy. Yeah, I think Mark's said it really well. Before her debut run, there was nothing flash about her trials going in, but she raced well, and this time in, I think she's trialled up really nicely, so I think she's probably got the hang of what she's got to do, and I think she'll be very hard to beat. Choose is a really reliable mare in this grade. She had no luck two starts back, and then she was really tough last start because it was a hard day to lead into the wind up the straight at Flemington, or race on the pace and win, and she was just brave there. It was a good effort. Winston Drive, well, she needs every bit of the 3 weeks between runs, or 4 weeks between runs after her last run, because she had a really tough run, and she's going well. She should get a lot better run today, and Alex Sight on the back up from Monday, who swept home well to win 10-3-9-11.
That's race number 4 on the program. You know how many, I don't know how many months you and Mark have been doing it, but I still feel like I missed something at the end of your tips. You know how I used to get, like, marks?
Yeah.
I still feel like I'm missing something.
You could read yours out, Andrew.
Oh, please, please. I might have to start reading Milesy's out or something, because I'm still feel slightly uncomfortable.
Not part of the show or something?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm happy just to sit here and listen and drop all the tips down. Race 5, the Doremus Handicap, and Axar, number 1, comes back at $2.60, fixed odds. He's third up today, isn't he, number 1? 2 Renew at 31, 3 Index Linked. Chris Wallace said best of his runners today at Flemington at $9. 4 Extra Zero went over some hurdles this morning at $6. 5 Averro at $5.50. 7 Tule Buck Kid at $7. 8 Fulgur at $11. And the next best is 9 Magnapel at $21. So at the top for Weir and Brad Rawilla, Axar at $2.60.
Yeah, I'm actually going with the other runner of the Darren Weir pair in Tule Buck Kid, who has had the 3 runs in, but more importantly, he's had the run at 2,000 metres now, and I think with the lightweight, he gets his chance to run well. Extra Zero just keeps running well in this grade. No reason to suggest he won't run well again. He's been very consistent. Axar's the best horse, as the weights tell you. He's on an Adelaide Cup path. He's third up, first run at 2,000 for the campaign. He's probably got a little bit more to come. He can win the race, but yeah, I think he's still got upside ahead of him. And Averro on the freshen up. She's been really good this campaign, and no reason to suggest he wouldn't run a forward race here. 7-4-1-5.
Same trifecta for me, different order. Look, I'll go with number 1, Axar. I know he's giving away weight and fitness to his rivals. I just think he's come back in fantastic order, and hopefully he can run them down on his way to the Adelaide Cup. To beat number 7, Tule Buck Kid, had 3 runs back from a spell, ready to fire, gets a lovely run from the draw, and very well in after the claim. 4 Extra Zeros in fantastic form, drops well in weight, and the claim's a terrific idea. And 4th pick, number 10, He's Notorious, who could win two starts ago and then just sent forward last start, destroyed its chances. It might improve. 1, 7, 4, then 10.
Yeah, Renew comes back here, Dean and Mark, for Archie Alexander. He's obviously just a horse that's going to need maybe a run, but Archie seemed to be pretty happy when I spoke to him during the week.
He really developed the last part of that campaign under Archie, didn't he, at 2,800 and 3,200, and that was just my thought. But you know, a fresh run on his way towards, what's he going to, the Sydney Cup, Andrew, or the Adelaide Cup?
Adelaide
Cup.
Yeah,
on that sort of path, a fresh run wouldn't be out of the question.
Yeah. Any thoughts on him, Mark? Renew?
He gave me a fright on Melbourne Cup Day, Andrew. I thought he was a very ordinary horse, but then he nearly beat Grand Marshal there on Melbourne Cup Day, and he improved out of sight his last two runs. I think he's... it wouldn't shock me if he ran really well today, and I think he's a horse who's certainly going to go places.
Yeah, Adelaide Cup like Axar possibility. Race 6, the Elms, over the 2,000 metres. Number 1, Bex and Said No Credit at 5. 2, Forever Crazy, 18. 5, Shadow of the Mist, 13. 6, Sure You Can at 5. 7, Spanish Love, $3.50. 8, Special Miss with Tab at $9. 9, Royal Glance and 10, Suspicious Minds at 13. And what are we going there? Number 12 is Showen at $11 for the Freedmans. So middle here, number 7, Spanish Love is the favourite mark at $3.50.
Yeah, I'll be going wide here in my quaddy. Look, I'll go with number 6, Sure You Can. I don't think that last win was any fluke, even though the pattern of the day certainly suited. It was only third up to 2,000 metres there, and should be open for further improvement to beat number 1. Beck Said No Credit, I think, should have won last start. It was just a negative ride from the start. Just gave away too much start. 2,000 metres will suit. 7, Spanish Love, continues to race well without winning. Gets a lovely run from the draw. And then 8, Special Miss, who gets in very well after the claim. It's racing well, and it deserves a win in one of these races. 6-1, 7-8 in a tough race.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a very open race. I'm going with Special Miss. I thought her run last start was good, and she's overdue for a win in this grade. And I think she gets a similar run and just might be a bit fitter again to beat 12 in a Showen. Getting to 2,000, fourth up, she's had the three runs in. She's going well. I think she's a legitimate chance. Spanish Love, she's seventh run for the preparation. I was a little bit worried she looked a bit light at Flemington 2 weeks ago, so it'll be interesting to see how she parades today. But she is holding her form well in this grade. And Sure You Can was a good ride to win last start, but she too was only third up, so open to a bit of improvement. 8, 12, 7 and 6.
To race number 7, the Petrobus, over the 1,720 metres. By the way, Dean, I should have mentioned the rail position. It's out of the 11 metres. Mick Goody, what did he tell us earlier? He feels around the bend, maybe up the front. There's nothing wrong with the inside here.
Okay.
So what he said earlier with us.
Yeah, well, I suppose they're getting, you know, this is nearly the widest position they have at Flemington. It hasn't been... It wasn't like that 2 weeks ago, whether that was to do with the wind or the track. You just had to win down the centre, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out today.
Righto. In this race, number 1, Sharma Dashing's a $41 chance. 2, Sir John Hawkwood, now with Peter Moody at 15. Down to 6, Tonopah at $2.40. 7, Stratigraphy, 21. 9, Rawnak, 13. 10, Every Faith at 5. 11, Quick Schnitzel at 11. 14, Turn It Around on the back up from the Valley at 7. And Harvey's True Heart now gets a start for Mick Price, number 15, at $9. Favourites, Tonopah here, Dean, at $2.40.
Yeah, and he's got a very good chance, Andrew, but I'm going with Every Faith. I thought her run last start was good. She gets the big weight drop off that run, and she'll be back with Tonopah. They'll probably make their runs together, and just at 1,700, she might be a little bit sharper at this stage. Tonopah, I think, might even be looking for further now. It was a slowly run race last start, and that probably made for a bunch finish, and he got the job done. But I'm just a little bit worried at the price that he might be looking for further. 9, Rawnak has trialled up well for this. Wouldn't be surprised if he ran a race fresh. And 14, Turn It Around, drops in weight on last week's run, and he's just holding his form really well. 10, 6, 9 and 14.
Same four numbers for me, just a different order. I think number 9, Rawnak's got a terrific chance here fresh. First up last time in at the Valley, had no luck from back in the field, had ducked and dived and ran a good fifth. It's trialled recently, it's trialled very well. You can see it getting in the same lane as Tonopah and Every Faith and just sweeping down the centre. To beat number 6, Tonopah, I thought had every possible chance last start. It's certainly got a good hope again. 10, Every Faith, she's going well. From the draw, she has to go back. She'll follow home with the other two. And 14, Turn It Around, who drops a lot in weight, just has to back up after 7 days, but it's in terrific form. 9, 6, 10 and 14.
Race number 8, the Isca Handicap, over the 1,200 metres, and number 1, Germando, at $9. 2 The Thief at 13, 3 Infinite Energy at 15, 4 Kumeon at $4.60, 5 Playmaster at $7.50, 7 Magnus Rain at 15, 8 Weinholt for Linda Meach at 13, 9 Bishop's Castle $7.50, 10 Float My Boat 11, 12 Tycoon Tara comes up from Warrnambool at $5.50, and 13 General Offer, an $18 chance. They're the ones in the market here, Mark, for the second last.
Yeah, don't like this race, Andrew. This is another one I'll be going very wide in. I'll tip number 5, Playmaster, who was a very good win first up. Never runs a bad race as a rule, but last start was just awful. Did pull up with excuses. Look, if it bounces back to its best, it's going to be right in the finish. To beat number 1, Jamando, I thought won really well first up, really savaged the line. It'll be fitter for that run. 4, Kumeon's trialled well, obviously comes off the good 3-year-old form. And 7, Magnus Rain, who just had to face the breeze there first up and wanted to race way too fiercely, can get cover here and go better. 5, 1, 4 and 7.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kumeon. I think good 3-year-old. Really well weighted here. He's the equal highest rated in the race, and yet he gets a 2.5 kilo concession for being a 3-year-old. But you'd think he's one that's sort of running through the benchmark of 90, where these have sort of stagnated a bit on this level. I think he's the one to beat from 9 Bishop's Castle. Good win last start. No reason that he won't run well again. Really like the recent trial of Weinholt against Shamal Wynn down the back straight there at Sandown. I thought he trialled really well. The inside draw's not a great draw down the straight, but he can be competitive. And 12 Tycoon Tara freshened up. Looks a promising mare. 4, 9, 8 and 12.
The last race at Flemington is at 10 minutes to 6, and with tab fixed odds, number 1, Manapalay at $10, 2, Resistant, 13, along with 3, Chili Express. Number 5, Initiator at 11, 6, Post de France at 21, 8, Spectre at $8, 9, Use the Lot at 18, 10, Ordino, $13. Did it run in the Australia Stakes, or Dino?
It did, yes.
Gee, it's back in class here, isn't it? Mm. Hero Master at $5.50. Laho, number 12, at $9.50. And 14, Gracious Prospect at $4.50. So, Dean, looking at it, look, we've got a $4.50 favourite over a $5.50 second pick, Hero Master.
Yeah, it's an open race, Andrew. I'm going with Hero Master. I thought he was terrific first up here at Flemington. I think second up, I really don't think he got around the tight track at Moonee Valley. He just lost ground on the home turn and then got going again late. He's had a freshen up. I just think he's well suited here, number 11, to beat 14, Gracious Prospect, who's just so consistent in this grade and will run well again. 8, Spectre. He did a good job to win last start. He hadn't won for a while, but he'll get a good run again. And putting in a little roughy and use the lot, first run for Dieter Clark, trial quite nicely at Cranbourne recently. 11, 14, 8 and 9.
Yeah, I'm number 11 too, Hero Master. On face value, that last run was probably a bit disappointing, but you look through the beaten brigade there, even the ruffian that ran last came out nearly won at 100 to 1. Format of the race has been really good and should be in the perfect spot by now to sweep down the middle. To beat number 1, Monopoly, who just drew inside last start, had no hope from there but ran well. 14, Gracious Prospect, will go forward. Certainly look the winner at some stage. And 9, Use the Lot, who had a stable change, but also Nick Hall on board, is a big plus for it. 11, 1, 14 and 9.
All right, so they're the 9 races. Legs of the quaddie races 6 through 9 for the main one, and the early quaddie races 2, 3, 4 and 5. What's your fancy, Mark?
I think the best, Andrew, is race 1, number 1, Wild Whale, and the best value, race 2, number 4, Firehouse Rock.
Race 2, number 4, each way, Firehouse Rock. Good luck to you, Mark.
Thank you.
Chat on Tuesday. What about you, Dean?
I like Wild Whale in the first, Andrew. I think she'll win, and I like Kamehan, race 8, number 4.
Race 8, number 4. So 1-1 and 8-4 for Dean Lester as the best. We'll hear you in the wherever you are today prior to each race. And
yeah,
of course,
in the yard, Andrew.
In
yep.
the yard. Okay, yep. We'll be hearing that. And, of course, on Monday for Punters Postmortem, because the build-up's starting to happen, isn't it? Those trials on Thursday at Cranbourne, there was a few there, weren't there? A few nice trials.
Yeah, certainly Earthquake trialled well, and some of the 2-year-old players. I mean, it is only 4 weeks today to the Blue Diamond, and we saw Fontadon stake her claim last Monday. But I think there'll be a few, like Secret Agenda, who came through a Sandown, jump out, The Blue Diamond Preludes in 2 weeks will be a really interesting guide, and then maybe even some Sydney visitors. Or I think Gaze Filly's already down here, isn't she? Flamboyant Lass. And,
yeah, had a jump out yesterday.
So, she's obviously going well. So, it looks it's all coming together. And then, of course, the Wait for Age horses kick off in the Aura in 2 weeks. So, exciting times.
Anything for Sydney? Have you spotted anything there at Rose Hill?
Not really,
Andrew.
Not
to put you on the spot. No.
I got a little bit wary when it looked as though it was going to be a really soft track, but
it's improved a bit.
It's improved a fair bit. So that looks, and again, another really good meeting.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Dean. We'll hear you tomorrow and then on Monday for Punters Postmortem.
Thank you, Andrew.
Dean Lester looking at Flemington, the first there today, on a good 3 at 5-1. Coming up next, we'll look at the 10 race card at Doomben.
Here's the co-captains Kennedy and Slater. They're leading out the big sports breakfast team of experts. There's Lawson, Swanton, Rashid, Clark, Ogle, Gow, Rosen, Warner, Tomolaris and Raphael. Well, there's plenty of experience and talent in that lineup. Real representative material.
Make the Big Spots Breakfast your team to follow. Playing every weekday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Thanks to TAB and the Mazda BT50 Ute.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand, with a massive range from pallet trucks, stackers and order pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Working in the rail industry is a great career choice. Want to get started? First, get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au to kickstart your career in rail.
Well, there's a few traffic hotspots to look out for this morning. The first one, a two-car accident in Cogra on the Princess Highway at Grey Street. A northbound lane closed there. We've also got another two-car accident, this time Mount Druitt on Carlisle Avenue at Woodstock Avenue. And we do have road closures around DY through to Manly for this morning's sunrun. Word is spreading fast. The Golf 90 TSI manual from just $29,990. Drive away. You want to tell everyone. Conditions at volkswagen.com.au. I'm Tara Nalder. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Write your story with Inglis Classic, 8 to 10 February at Newmarket, Sydney. Peggy Jean, a $45,000 purchase.
Peggy Jean gets ahead in front. She now gets a neck clear. And Peggy Jean continues the domination of the fillies.
Brazen Bow, a $70,000 purchase.
Brazen Bow in front and Brazen Bow's won it.
And other stars, Believe Yourself, Manu Anui, Diamond Earth, In Cahoots, Sincero. There's a racehorse waiting for you at Classic. What will your story be? Visit inglis.com.au.
Monday is touchdown time for one of the biggest sporting events on the planet, Super Bowl 49. And the best place in Sydney to soak up all the bone-crunching action is Churchill Sports Bar at Kingsford. Doors open at 7 a.m. You can see the game in HD on the big screens from 10:30. There'll be hot dogs, ribs and buffalo wings, all washed down with $5 Budweisers. So get down to Churchill Sports Bar in Kingsford as the Seattle Seahawks take on the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 49 this Monday. Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by a TAB Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local TAB or at tab.com.au.
Don't forget, out at Rose Hill, the gates open at 11:30 this morning. The first race at 10 after 1. You'll be able to watch all the racing from all around Australia. And don't forget, if you're a member of the Australian Turf Club and your name is announced at 2:30, you win $16,000. So if you're a member of the ATC and you're wandering around thinking, what am I going to do on this beautiful day? Head to Rose Hill. Let's look at Doomben Racing now in Brisbane. It's a fine day there. Good for the penetrometer 5.0 and the rail is true. The scratchings will go through race by race with one other than Bernadette Cooper. Morning, Bernie.
Morning, Andrew. Nice to be joining you. Quite a change from last Saturday where we were getting washed out. Brilliant sunshine. In fact, we're expecting a very hot day today and even hotter tomorrow. So back to those high 30s that we experienced over the last few weeks. We have enjoyed a cool change for a few days.
Well, it's back to high stuff if off what you've just said. We got 10 races to get through. We better get hooked into it.
We better. Let's go.
The first is the Racing Retro Handicap. It's back tomorrow week, Racing Retro on Sky Racing. And in race one, Bernie, the Scratching's number six.
Well, Double Impact beat pretty much this field the other day, or a lot of them anyway. Well, we've only got six left in it. But he was first go at the distance. He's always shown to be a nice horse, but he's been sort of prolific around the mile. The key to him was the way Cassie Smith rode him. She got him out the back because we've seen him lead mile-listed races, and I mean charging along. So that'll be the key to him here today, is getting him off the bit in the first half of the race. But if she can do that again, then he's certainly the one to beat. I've got three in this, a danger, Tracy's Angel. Best of the rest come to you with some nice Sydney form and two flying home, 1, 3, 5, and 2.
To race number two, and the lone scratching here is number nine, and that's Will to Rule. So we've got a field of eight.
Yeah, and I was going to tip her too. So I've had to go to my second pick, which is Bambi, who I think is the favourite at this stage. First started from Stewie Kendrick's stable. And trial behind Tipper Gaga Miss, who was a good winner at the Sunshine Coast the other day. But I think this race is pretty open. I've got eight in as a danger. First started from the Rob Heathcote stable. Two, Craig Lee Wandu. And three, New Endeavour. One start for one win at Gunnedah. 4, 8, 2, 3.
4, 8, 2, and 3. My iPad here, which gives me all the markets, for whatever reason, is starting to freeze on me, Bernie. I can't give you a market. So
you've got to turn it off, Ben.
I've got to turn it off and then turn it back on again, do I?
So the boys tell me.
It's looking at me saying today and tomorrow's races, but it just won't give me any race meetings. But I'll give it a quick kick in just a moment. Race three here. The scratchings are 5, 6, 8, and 13.
Well, I can tell you Egyptian Melody will be the favourite here, and pretty short too. Dan Begore trains as Philly by Exceed and Excel, and the word is it's just going to be winning. So I'm going to follow the word here. Sometimes you've just got to, you know, follow the sheep, and that's what I'm going to do. Damien Brown to ride. She's had two jump outs. She's been impressive, and he thinks it's enough, obviously, to be wanting to take her away. I think she was norm for Sydney today but couldn't go. So we'll go with her. Top weight, Craig Lee Zip, I put in as the danger. Not that I think there really is a danger, but anyway, Graceville, the four, also trialed in that Tipper Gargan trial, Miss trial that I was talking about earlier. So blinkers go on for Stewie Kendrick, and then I went the way of the seven, Secret Saga, 3, 1, 4, 7.
Okay, now in race two, you mentioned the market there. The favourite is Bambi at $4.20. And in that race that you've just mentioned, the third, Egyptian Melody is $2 with fixed odds. But I think, as you say, it's been well documented, those trials, and the opinion that Dan Begore has of of the horse. We move now to race four. The scratchings are 2 and 9, and the favourite here is the toppy, number one, Tiger Damagene at $3.70.
Well, look, it's hard to not tip her. We were all on her last time and thought she was super impressive. In saying that, the race was probably set up for her there. There was a horse that went 100 mile an hour and set it up for her. But I think the tongue tie had done the trick, and Kelly Schwitter was sort of left scratching his head after those first two runs back from a spell because he thought she was going really well. So she turned that around and proved that she is last start. So I'm going to stick with her. Obviously, everyone's most likely to go Market Hooder. Order here. I don't think there's much between these three fillies or three mares. Esperito and Vienna Queen, I've gone that way. And for fourth, I put in the 11, which is River Boulder, who could be your swooper in the race. 1, 3, 5, and 11.
1, 3, 5, and 11 in race number four. Race five is over the 1110. The favourite is Two Knight Templar here at $4.50 over 12 Superstition at $5.50. As I say, the scratchings are 1 and 4.
Well, Knight Templar has been very good to me of late, but I'm going to tip his opposition here in Superstition because the last time they met, which was at the Ipswich, I've got a feeling they were both, were they both first up? No, Knight Templar wasn't, but Superstition was. And they were pretty close in the weights. Today, Superstition gets about a 3.5 weight kilo pull, and he's never far away from Knight Templar. He pulled him back to about a length there in that race, and this is 1100 today. So because of the weight difference and the value, I'm going to go for Superstition ahead of Knight Templar, who's certainly flying this horse, Knight Templar, and given the right run in the race, which he's going to get from Barry 1. The key to him is to let a couple go and get him back off the bit, because he is a bit of a hard-going horse. So Scotty should be able to do that from barrier one. Then I went the way of seven, which is one with Bling, who I thought was impressive and gets in with 52.5 kilos here, moving up to City Grade though. And then I thought the nine, River Spirit's got good second up form, the 12, 2, 7 and 9.
To race number six, the girls' day out here over the 1,200. Scratchings are 2 and 5. Exelante's number one at $3.70 is the favourite over 8. Architect at 4. And Londa Hero at $5.50. The favourite, though, he's been around a consistent horse normally for... what happened the other day?
Yeah, look, he just jumped sideways, really. And
out of the barrier, was it?
Yeah. And Alicia Collett was on him, and her foot just came out of the stirrup. And because, you know, all her motion was sort of forward coming out of the barriers, it just kept going forward down over the offside shoulder, yeah. So it was just one of those unlucky things that just happened.
Yep.
Look, this horse has been very near a win. He ran a lovely second-up run behind. Actually, first up, he ran under Keith Now, and he was probably fat. They cancelled a 1,000-metre race here, and he had to go into that first 1,200 first up. So he's probably a bit fat there. Next run is three wide with no cover behind Big Money. He then ran a respectable second to Saluto. Looked like he was sort of going to be near the money there. Went fifth to Strato Turbo, and, of course, last start had the shocking, you know, mishap out of the gate. So 57 is a great weight for this horse. He is the class horse in the race. And I think today, with this race, there's a lot of back markers in this race. What do I think? Hester's probably your leader. So he should be able to get across. If he can't lead, he should be able to sit outside Theft. I put 9 in for second, which is Theft. He's first up from a spell. He's going to get all the breaks from barrier 2. I thought 10, Londa Hero, has some nice first up form. And if they go hard enough up front, it should set it up for him. And then I like the 8, Architect, who's probably just let down a little bit too quick the other day. And we sadly lost David Lawler earlier this week, and his funeral was yesterday. So Cherie Lawler, she takes over the training of Architect here today. So it'd be great for him to win for her, 1, 9, 10 and 8.
To race number 7, this is the 3-year-old here, and the scratchings, a few of them, 3, 9, 10, 12, 14... 18 and 19. Now, the market tells us that Sagatona for Liam Birchley, number 13, is the favourite at $5 over Divine Service and Upstart Prince, numbers 2 and 6. Bernie, both at $6.
Yes. Look, a lot of these horses met in a 3-year-old 2 weeks ago, and it was a bit of a blanket finish, so you could make excuses for a few different horses. I thought the Lynch's was great each way value here. He was first up in that race. He was too fresh. He was reefing and pulling. He loomed up, looked the winner at about the 300 or the 200, and just ran out of gas. Vienna Royal got up the front, got up the fence rather, inside him. So I thought today with that run and hopefully the edge off him, he could be winning this sort of a race. Another one that's rough in the market that I like is Denarius. He was in the same race. He got a checkered pass. He never got a clear crack at him the whole length of the straight. So that they kept teasing him and giving him a little bit and then tightening him up. So I think with a clear run, he's in this race. Divine Service obviously gets all the breaks from barrier 1. And then I went the way of 13, Sagatona, a maiden, but very short in the market, 8, 11, 2 and 13.
Race 8, one of the races held over from last week, the Nudgee for the fillies and mares worth $100,000. The scratching here is number 10. And the market, well, it's wide open again. Breakfast in Bed number 3 at $5. 8 Queen of the Locks at $3.20. Pickabee and Cap Ross are both at $8, and also the Toppy at $8. So and Little Brown Horse at $9.50. So you've got $3.20. Queen of the Locks is the favourite here for Mickey Mayer.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on her. I made her a special today. I think she's far more effective 12 to 13 than she is 1400. But in saying that, I thought she did a bold effort to do all the bullocking work and just get run down by Diamond Fund the other day. Same thing, start before over the 1350, beaten by Locks Legend. Locks Legend's come out and won again on Australia Day at the Sunshine Coast, so the form's good. She's tough, Tegan knows her inside out, back to a really enjoyable distance. No doubt Mick wouldn't have had to do a whole lot with her the past week, and she draws a good gate, so I'm with her. I put 3 in as the danger, breakfast in bed, tricky gate. They went forward a little bit more on her the other day, but again, she's coming back to 1200 there also, so she could be a little bit run off her feet early. 6, Pickabee. Certainly has the ability to win this. Looked $1 million first up at the Gold Coast and didn't get much luck in the straight when looking for runs. And 5, Endless Shadow, good win last start. 4, 3, 6, and 5.
Race 9 over the mile. The scratchings are 3, 12, and then the emergency 17 and 18. The favourite is number 6, Eight's a Party at $4.40. Over 1 hour, Boy Nicholas, and the other one at $4.80. There's another one here, I guarantee you. I reckon I can find it now, though. No, there isn't. Take it all back. Eight's a Party at $4.40 over Our Boy Nicholas at $4.80.
Yeah, nothing between them, is there? I went with Our Boy Nicholas over Eight's a Party because he's drawn a good gate. All the speed in this race is really drawn out wide, which on one hand sets up a good speed for Our Boy Nicholas, but on the other hand, he has to be very careful. You know what Doom is like, and, you know, you push your horses from a good gate out of the barriers, you've got natural speed, you sort of third the fence, next thing they start swooping around that 1350-metre corner. Before you know it, you're four pairs back the fence in an awkward spot. So that's the downside for Our Boy Nicholas. Eight's a Party's drawn a shocking gate, but he should let the speed go and hopefully slot in somewhere a little bit worse than midfield, I'd imagine. But Our Boy Nicholas is a model of consistency. Under the weights, he gets in with 56. There's just so much to like about him. His run behind Tinto was great there also. Eight's a Party second. 2, Alma and Tosh. Love both of his runs back from the spell. And 7, Leon Tricot. 1, 6, 2, 7.
The last on the 10 race card, the scratchings at Doomben are 1, 3, 7. And then the emergencies 18, 19, and 20. Proconsul's right in the market here, number 6 at $4.40. French Lesson, number 8 at $8. You've got Real Fabulous, number 12, at $9.50. But the favourite here, $4.40, number 6, Proconsul.
I'm with the two here, Monashy Woods, good odds.
$12. $12 you can get, Bernie.
$12, very happy with that. And he's just going to make his own luck. I see him leading this race. He's got Sophie Young on board, and she's ridden him, I see, the last 5 starts. He's won his last 2, but he's won 3 of his last 5. He's had a run at Doomben. Actually, he's had a couple of runs. He ran 3rd here last time out. But I just think he's in the probably career-best form at the moment, this guy. And with the 3 kilos off, looks a winnable race. Benchmark 80 for him. 8 for 2nd, French Lesson. This horse is from North Queensland. He's got terrific first-up form. He had only 1 run last prep, and he won first up over 1,400 there. Then I went to the 6th, the favourite, Proconsul. Nice run behind Facile Tigre. And 11... which is Callum, who I thought not a bad run first up behind Voodoo Blue Magic and has one second up, 2, 8, 6, and 11.
2, 8, 6, and 11. So there are the 10 races. Disappointing news that Steve Hewlett passed on to us, Bernie, about an hour or so ago. Luke Dipman has fractured his vertebra and has other injuries out of a track work fall during the week at the Gold Coast, and Luke's going to be out for 2 to 3 months.
Would that be the track work? No, that would have been the fall, would it, at Australia Day at Sunny Coast?
He told me Gold Coast on Monday, I think.
No, it would have been Sunny Coast. He fell at the Sunny Coast there.
Okay, well, it must have been there, yeah. Okay.
And I believe he did fracture a bone in his neck. But, yeah, that's terrible. But, you know, when you're going to have neck injuries, if he's out of hospital and he's just got to have some time off, that's a blessing, isn't it?
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Could have been so much worse. It looked terrible. He just clipped the horse's heels in front of him. He was 3 deep and there's a little shift. They just moved out a little bit in front of him and he clipped heels. And Rick McMahon was terribly lucky also. He went over the top of him.
Okay, well, Luke's going to be out for 2 to 3 months, as I say there. What's your best at Doomben?
Yeah, I like race 8, number 4, Queen of the Locks today, and race 9, number 1, Our Boy Nicholas. Playing it a bit safe, but hopefully, 250, 3 to 1 would be nice.
Righto. 8, 4 and 9, 1. Coverage on Sky Racing and Sky Racing World with the interviews. The first race at 12:45, our time at Doomben. Thanks a lot, Bernie. Enjoy it today.
Thanks, Andrew. See you.
Good on you. Bernadette Cooper. At 9:45, that's the time we look at provincial racing in New South Wales, and Wayne Harris is joining us on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, Wayne.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, we started off with a heavy trap a couple of days ago. We had a lot of rain here, but we've had 2 beautiful days and a very, very strong gale yesterday and the day before, so we've dried it out and we've got a soft 5, which is very, very good.
Yep, and the club CEO, Michael Craig, telling us that there's a chance of getting back to a 4 as well, so with that fine weather that's there at the moment. Mate, let's have a look at them. Soft 5, rail at 3 metres, the first at Kembla. The scratchings are 1, 4, 5, 10 and 12. What's your fancy, Wayne?
2, 4, 5, 10 and 12. 2-year-olds to kick off proceedings, Andrew, and scratchings have really, really knocked this race around. I've got numbers 8, 7, 2 and 6. The Gay Wardhouse runner, she's in Costa del Lago for the English racing, and then famous New Haven Park Kelly colours, the black, the green, the red and the white cap, and been a lot of good horses. Now, this filly looked very impressive and very professional winning her only trial. She had good gate speed. She was strong at the finish. I think she'll win today. She'll be pretty short, I think, though. The dangers, I thought probably the first starter from the Godolphin camp, number 7, Braemar. She's a commands filly. She was given a very easy trial recently at Rose Hill. I'm sure she's got a bit of an awkward draw there, but I'm sure she'll run well. Number 2, Hail the Chief from the Snowden camp. First starter with blinkers on. Hasn't been knocked around in recent trials, and they've been very strong trials too. I think Haptic and the other trial, Mahib. So, it could be one worth watching. I thought number 6, Baby Shoes. It's got the race experience. Second at Kembla, and it's only run on a heavy track. It's had 49 days to get over that. I'm sure it'll run well too. So 8, 7, 2, 6. I think the Waterhouse horse will come up very short, Andrew.
Yeah, Gay gave it a good mention earlier in the morning, English. Race 2, you can take out number 1.
I've got numbers 4, 2, 6 and 3. I thought number 4, Joe Pride, horse full marks. Now, he's resuming from a spell. Last preparation, he was very, very green. He ran off the track at his first start there at Newcastle. And he may have just matured a bit looking at his recent trial. He won in nice fashion at Hawkesbury, so he might have come back a little bit stronger this time. So 4 on top. Number 2, Celtic Kiss. She's our favourite. She tries very hard. She's been placed 2 of her 3 career runs. She was running on at the finish at Newcastle first up from a spell over the 900 and running third there. So I'm sure she's the one to beat from the inside alley. Down to number 6, Admission. Could be an improver. Has run some nice races. I thought number 3, Blaze and Tails, had a stable change. Resumes from a new stable here and did trial well recently. It might be one worth watching. A couple of gear changes there with it too. So 4, 2, 6 and 3.
Race number 3, the scratchings here, Wayne, are 9 and 10.
Interesting race. I've got numbers 4, 2, 1 and 3. Big query with number 4, Lie Direct. Steve Englebrett's got some nice runners here today. Ian Pena takes off the 3 kilos. He's had 2 runs here at the track for a win and a placing. He's first up here today. He won his first trial just recently and then was given a very quiet trial on his next one. I'm sure if he's anywhere near them at 200, Andrew, he can win the race. I'd love to see it another 100 or 200 metres longer, but anyway, we'll take the chance on number 4, Lie Direct. I thought the danger would come for number 2, Tidal Magic, 4 kilo boy on Jacob Gilchrist. I'm not quite sure if he's ridden a winner yet or not, but he's a boy you'll be hearing a little bit more of. He does ride all right. This horse is always around the money. He's an on-pace runner, so he'll give him a good ride and look hard to beat. One distorted demand. Had good form last prep. Had bolted a trial in recently. Did bleed at its last run before going for a spell, so you've got to take it on. And it might have been gelded since its last run too. I'm not quite sure about that, but it's got to be thrown in. I thought number 3, Last Try Wins. It's another one that's had a stable change, and it's been around the money. I'm sure it'll run well again. 4, 2, 1 and 3.
Yeah, spoke to Steve just prior to 7 o'clock. He said it might be a fraction short 1,200, yeah. But by gee, he's got a good opinion. I think 2,400 is where they're heading, or where they'd like to head with Lie Direct.
Well, it's a Zabeel, Andrew, so you know they'll be looking for the
one
here.
Exactly. Race 4 comes up over the 1,200 metres here, and the scratching is number 1.
I really had trouble sorting this race out. I've settled on 3, 9, 2 and 6. Thought number 3, Albert and Waltz, hasn't been with the Joe Pride stable all that long. Now, it's had 1 run back from a spell, and that was a Warwick Farm. And I noticed it did win second up last prep too. I think Guy Water might have had this mare. Blinkers go on for the first time today, so I think that might be enough to just spur it into action and be very hard to beat. Wendell Markle's got 3 runners here. I thought we'd throw in number 9, Mr. Flying. Very well-bred mare. She's resuming from a spell here today. She put in some nice runs last prep and has run first up before too. So I think she might be the query runner there. Number 2, Adequacy. She's a mare that's hit form at the moment, racing very well, trained here on the track. And number 6, Valda Pinder, the other stablemate to Mr. Flying. It'll be running on at the finish. She might run a cheeky race. Very tricky race there for me. 3, 9, 2 and 6.
Race number 5 is the Oaks Flats Maiden over the 1,300. Scratchings here, 5, 12, 13 and 18.
4, 9, 3 and 11, Andrew. Another one from the Englebrett stable, Brogue. Now, this horse, another Zabeel, he's only had the 1 career run back in September, ran 3rd on a heavy track there at Warwick Farm. He's been given a couple of quiet trials, and I thought he trialed well enough to say he's going to be pretty hard to beat here today. So 4, Brogue on top. Number 9, Doran Boots. sort of for the two runs back from a spell, was bettered after its last run. So obviously, a few little problems there. I thought the trailing number three, Bright Future, you can't pull the spoil. The three runs back from the spell have all been three very good pacing. Interesting, the blinkers come off today, so I don't know what effect that will have. I thought number 11, Our Meteor, trips fitter for one run back from the spell. Two career runs have been good, but it's got the shocking barrier here. 4.9, 3.11.
To race number 6, a benchmark 65 over the 1500. Scratchings 4.9, 12, and 15.
8.1, 2.7. She's flying at the moment. Number 8, was charged. Won two of her past three runs. She's in smashing form. She can handle the sting out of the ground too. I know races lately have been on good tracks, but she did run second 4 runs ago here at Kembla on the heavy. So she's just going so well at the moment. She'll race up somewhere on the pace. Very hard to beat again. I thought number 1, Badia, now the track's a bit soft, loves a soft ground. 2 kilos off its back will really help it. Coming back from city form, back to the provincial, it's got to be thrown in. 2, Uncle Charlie, that's another one for city place, got it twice earlier this prep, and it's back to provincial grade again. It's a big help for it. I thought number 7, Air Square, ran a terrific race first up for its new stable recently. If it can reproduce that run, it's got to be hard to beat. 8.1, 2.7.
Race number 7, the second last, a maiden over the 1600. Scratchings are 7, 14, 16 and 18.
I've gone 6, 5, 13 and 9. I thought number 6, Brazen Moss. He's always been touted as a very, very good horse. I think Gerald Ryan's been very frustrated with him. He's got the shocking barrier here today. He'll need a touch of luck, but, oh, gee, he's run. He's been chasing horses like Gold 77 and Maneuvering, Kipling, horses like that. And he hasn't had a real lot of luck in his past couple of runs. So I think luck in running today, he's the one to beat. 5, Able Chap, he's been placed his 2 career runs. He sat 3 and 4 wide here the other day in the race won by a horse with no name. A couple of the horses go around in the same race here today, but I thought he stuck on well the other day, and his first run, he hit the front too far from home. So I think luck in running, he's the one to beat. Go down to number 13, American Patriot. Now, she ran in that same race which I'm talking about the other day and didn't have a real lot of luck. Should have finished a lot closer. Lovely, lovely filly. I think she'll be in the finish there somewhere. And I thought the Godolphin horse, Torbay, gee, he's been very one-paced in his career runs. But to be fair, his runs weren't all that bad, I suppose. So 6, 5, 13 and 9.
And the last of 8 races at Kembla today jumps at 5.46. The lone scratching Wayne is number 5.
Very interesting runner here, Andrew. Number 3, I've gone 3, 2, 4 and 13. He's a former European galloper now with Chris Waller. Thomas Huey really suits these type of horses. Now, the one career run he had here was very good second recently behind the long odds on Pop Ruling Dynasty at Gosford. And he probably should have finished a little bit closer. They wouldn't have beat that horse. But looking back through his form, he's won over 2,600 metres, I think, in Germany. He's been placed at Longchamp. You know, I think he's probably looking for further, but he's a horse that might be on the improve here. So I've got him on top. I thought number 2, Fastnet Flyer. He's got a good record here on his home track and over this distance. So he's been around the money this preparation. I think you've got to consider him. 4, Gambler's Blue, won last Friday at Canberra, out of his class there, and he's running in the same sort of class here today. So backing up within the week there, I think you've got to consider him. I wonder a bit of odds. I thought number 13, Bad Brown, he won the 2 Graham Brown runners in the race. Runs have been better than they've looked on paper, and I think he's got a chance, handles both types of ground. So for me, 3, 2, 4 and 13 for the value in the last.
Righto, 3, 2, 4 and 13. So they're the 8 races. What do you fancy at this point of the day?
I'll put you on the spot, Andrew. What did Steve Englebert say about Brogue in race 5?
Yeah, no, he did say that both of his that are going there today, he expects good things. And we spoke mainly about Lie Direct, but he did bring up Brogue, that he's a nice horse in the making.
Yeah, they're related somewhere. I just thought he'd win, Andrew, if Steve was keen on him and had him prepped up. So I put race 5, number 4, and probably race 8, number 3, 4, Carrot. And he might be a horse on the improve going to Sydney. So they're right, Andrew.
Okay, so that's 5, 4 and 8, 3. You'll be in the mounting yard right through the afternoon, and that'll be key information for our punting listeners this arvo.
Yeah, I think there'll be a few horses well found in the ring today, so I think it'll be very important if I can bring that late mail to your listeners.
And just with you, Wayne, before I say goodbye, we've been talking about Bob Rolls for most of the week with his passing back on Monday. Bob's funeral is going to be at Our Lady of the Sacred Heart Church in Avoca Street, Randwick, starting at 9:30 on Monday. And he would have been certainly there when you started and when you finished, I guess, Wayne.
Lovely, lovely man, Andrew. He pulled me out of a lot of fights, I know that, and got me going into the steward's room quite a few times. And a lot of people don't know he was a war hero and he never spoke about the war and he kept himself pretty well. But I tell you what, he's the best friend to all the jockeys that I've known over the years, young and old, and was a big help. And anyone that doesn't know where that church is at Rehamith, it's right across from the TAB, and I hope to see you all there Monday.
Yeah, 9:30 on Monday. Thanks a lot, Wayne. We'll hear you this afternoon.
Thanks, Andrew. Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Wayne Harris looking at Kembla Grange. By the way, don't forget, trains will run every 20 minutes between Clyde and Rose Hill today for Expressway Stakes Day there. The first is underway. It's already left Clyde, so trains running every 20 minutes between Clyde and Rose Hill today for the Expressway Stakes program. That brings you up to date there. Of course, we've got a couple of other New South Wales programs, and let's have a look at Lismore with Anthony Collins. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning to you, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. We're at Lismore. We spoke with Scotty Jones there a little while ago. Thankfully, in the last couple of days, this weather's picked up and we start today with a soft seven, but it should improve.
Yeah, it should do. I'm just pulled over on the side of the highway halfway between Casino and Lismore at the moment. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's picture-perfect conditions, and we're probably looking at a top of around the 31, 32 degrees. So there may even be an upgrade throughout the day.
All right. So what's your fancy there?
I've got two best bets. Race 4, number 1, Albizia. Now, last start, it finished unplaced in a big field. And it was a much harder field that it's facing today. The start before that, it won here on this track at Lismore. And it's dropping massively in class. It's coming back down to a benchmark 55 from a 65. And it goes out to the 2100 out 500 metres from the mile that it did contest last start. Matt Padgett in the irons this afternoon. So race 4, number 1, Albizia. And have a little something on race 7, number 1, Friskiness. Friskiness has had the two runs back from a spell. It's got a concession claim on it this afternoon, brings it back down to 60 kgs. It's quite clearly the class runner in this race. And last start, it placed fourth in that race at Ballina, where there was probably five or six chances below the 50 metres.